Arthur C. Clarke was a visionary author and scientist, a household name in science fiction. His 1968 story, 2001 A Space Odyssey, written simultaneously as a novel and screenplay with director Stanley Kubrick, was a frightening prophecy of artificial intelligence run amok.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
I'd like to see some evidence of extraterrestrial life. I've always believed that we're not alone in the universe, but we're still waiting for E.T. to call us or give us some kind of sign.
Clarke entered the homes of millions of Americans alongside Walter Cronkite, anchoring television coverage of the Apollo mission to the moon. He's also credited with the concept of communication satellites in 1945, decades before they became a reality. In an interview with the Associated Press, Clarke said he did not regret having never traveled into space, but he added that arrangements had been made for samples of his DNA to be sent into orbit. Arthur C. Clarke was 90.
And welcome to Evil Avatar Radio here on 1170 WACV. That was not the news. It's like we come out of the news, and then we go into the show opener, which was, well, more news.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, that wasn't a part of the regular news there, but that was our opening, you know. That's our usual opening. Episode 99, you know, the music in that probably would have been better served for episode 100. next week. But still, it's one of these things you just don't expect to happen. One of those things we always say that news breaks on a Tuesday when we have our show on a Monday. 2 weeks ago, it was Guy Gax passing away,
right,
on a Tuesday. Yeah. And then this week it was, which I think he passed away on a Wednesday, actually. I don't think it was a Tuesday. I think it was a Wednesday. It was Arthur C. Clarke passed away. Any favorites of his work? From you guys?
2001?
Yeah. The masterpiece?
Mine was Rendezvous.
Yeah.
Rendezvous with Rama, which I read. And I've also got a book, and maybe we'll give that away tonight. We've got a big collection of short
stories.
Working
on a movie of that, aren't they?
Rendezvous? I believe they are.
Yeah.
I think they are.
Understand Morgan Freeman is.
Morgan Freeman, and I think Fincher was trying to as well.
Okay.
I have no idea where that is right now. But they've been talking about that for a long time. It was a video game, though. It was a PC game.
Oh, yeah?
Rendezvous. Yeah. That he had a little bit of say-so in. I'm not exactly sure what his part was, but yeah. Rendezvous was a PC game. Mid-90s, I believe, is when it was released.
Somewhere there.
I think it was 95? Rendezvous. Maybe it was... I can't remember. But yeah, I believe he had something to do that. So, anyway... a lot of us in the studio tonight are kind of sick. I'm still recovering, and I think Jeremy is caught in something.
Yeah, it's allergies, but it's really destroying me right now.
So. Yeah.
Lots of coughing, lots of sniffing.
He feels worse than he looks.
And yeah, and I feel pretty terrible too.
Yeah. So, but yeah. We've got a guest in here tonight. We're lacking James, who's on his way, and should be here at some point tonight. But we've gained a Daniel. Daniel Out, who is in the chat room right now, and that's the name he uses on the EVAP forums as well, but Daniel's joining us tonight. Hello.
Howdy.
Yeah, you've been a listener for a while now, and you've been very good at supplying questions no matter the guest.
Well, you know, I try to make up crap.
Yeah. And you do a good job of it. You didn't really make up crap for Sins.
No.
Because you were very much into that game.
Yes.
Still playing
still
it
is,
a lot?
Still is. Still playing Sins. Occasionally when I can. I've gotten a couple friends into it, so now it's usually just like friend matches when we can all get together rather than jumping in with random folks online, because a lot, like any other community, there was a lot of people dropping out in mid-game. You know, you'd hit them with an early rush and they'd be like, oh, screw this, and so you'd had a lot of early quitters.
Yeah, I thought Sins did something about that, though.
They did. With the latest patch, now the AI pops in and it takes control, but
yeah.
If it's a one-on-one, especially, and the guy drops out, there's no real point in fighting the AI. So
no, but yeah, he supplied us questions for that, and then I wasn't expecting it, but he supplied questions for Saga,
when
we had those guys on, and I was like, oh man, this guy's into tons of stuff. So, but yeah, we took a little trip with him this weekend, among others, and we went and saw Jonathan Colton in Atlanta. And the entire way there and then back, we were all talking about games. I'm like, hey, why don't, you know, you're in town. Why don't you come and be on the show?
Yeah, well, hey, I'm glad to be here.
So,
I mean,
yeah.
I don't mind talking about it.
Especially
games,
since you're playing Sins and none of us, nobody else
well,
is.
Well, I have a dead 360, so all I have is PC games.
That's right. You tried to play, right?
Sins?
Yeah.
I played a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. But I know you're actively playing it now because you don't have a 360.
Right.
You got it. You had. When did this whole Red Ring stuff happen for you?
I got back from going on Christmas vacation to come home to a dead Xbox.
Right.
And then I finally got around to calling them, sending it off. I get it back. It works just fine. I plug it up, hook it up. I say, all right, great. Turn it off. Go back to work. And got
how many hours
work.
Later?
Yeah, I got off work about 5 hours later and come back and it rings again. So now it's coughing again.
All right, is it already out yet, or are you waiting?
I'm
on the
waiting
on the coffin to
on
come
the coffin.
In.
I called him just recently, so
oh,
waiting
goodness.
On the coffin to send it back. And
what do you think you're gonna jump into when you get back? When you get your 360 back?
Probably Rainbow Six.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed Vegas, so. I'll probably pop back in, play Vegas 2 for at least a little bit. I just want to try it.
That's a lot of fun, and I kind of wanted to wait till James got back before we started going over everybody, you know, what'd you do this weekend type of thing. Because I know he got to play some Rainbow Six, and I wanted to talk about that. And I know you got to play some Condemned 2, and I wanted to talk about that. But I also wanted him here as well, because we're both of us very interested in playing Condemned 2 and doing that. So... we'll kind of delay that if we can. I don't know. Zilla, Daniel, we got any word on James? She shakes her head and says no. So we're not sure. We'll give him at least till the first break and then see how that goes. But anyway, let's see what the news is bringing us this week. This kind of happened actually Monday, but Super Smash Bros. Brawl sold over 1.4 million copies and became Nintendo's fastest-selling game ever.
That's not surprising at all.
No, not at all.
It really isn't, even though I wasn't one of those 1.4 million people. But I know you were, and Dennis, you weren't.
Yes.
You were.
No,
that's right, you've got a Wii. That's right. That's right. I forget that sometimes.
For a while,
man.
That's all he had, man. How could you forget that?
I don't know, because he's playing with his DS.
Because he was the guy that, you know, only played
He was the guy
the
that
Wii
would
titles.
Always chime in on, like, what'd you do this weekend? Well, I played some more of my Wii.
Yeah.
And then tell us what's going on in the world of Wii. So, yeah, you were one of the 1.4. Do you have a Wii?
My wife does, but since she lives in Vegas and I live here, I don't get to play it.
Yeah, we'll probably talk about that in the after show. That's an interesting situation. did she pick up?
She hasn't picked it up yet.
Okay, so she's not one of the.
She's not really
one of the zombies.
Not really her style.
It's not really my style either. It's a good party game though. I mean, you guys, have you been playing it by yourselves?
Yeah.
The single player is just
it'll
worth
it. Fine.
Okay, well, maybe that's something I should look into. I don't know. But possibly. Mario Kart's coming out, so that, I'll definitely be picking
Mario
that one
Kart.
Up. I'll be one of the people picking that up. I wish they put the amount of stuff they put in Brawl into Mario Kart.
Oh, no kidding. I would,
I'd love to have a Kart with a snake.
They put Brawl into everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then we'd only get one game about every 2 years, man.
That's true.
Yeah.
From Nintendo, so.
That is true. But yeah, it it got a lot of, did a lot of sales, and so did very well there. Another thing that did a lot of sales was GameStop. They did $7.1 billion in fiscal year 2007. $7.1 billion, again, let me say that. Most of that probably spurred on by Halo 3.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See? Yeah. For them, it was the political year, as it isn't. When it's radio, if it's a political year, that's good, because we get lots of money.
Oh, yeah.
So the political advertisements and everybody wanting to advertise, and then so for them a Halo year, that's a good year, something they're willing to really ride the waves of. So, you know, good for them. What else happened? The CPL died, and I know you were talking about this in the thread itself.
Yeah, but I don't really remember what I had to say about that.
Well, just about the way that, you know, watching tournaments or enjoying.
Oh yeah.
Because, like,
watching,
you know, and I kind of agree with you in the sense that this was back in the heyday of the fighters.
Yeah.
I'd totally be glued.
Yeah, the problem is trying to watch and grasp what's going on in a 16-plus person first-person shooter.
Mm-hmm.
on a television screen is impossible. And it's also very boring to but if you'd picked a game where, you know, you had all of the action contained on a single screen, at least you can follow it. And the only thing I could think of was, you know, in the mid to late 90s, when fighting games were, you know, ruled the arcade and gaming in general, a televised tournament of fighting games, you know, probably could have done fairly well.
And I agreed with you when you were saying that, was that I would have, yeah. Yeah. The tournament, the fightings, and the fighting games.
I don't know
games,
there's enough interest today to, you know, do anything like that. Probably not. But just, you know, a first-person shooter today is where all the competitive gaming is at. But, I mean, you can't watch that on TV.
I don't think you can.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's a way. I mean, maybe there is a format they can come up with that you can enjoy and follow along watching it, being a spectator. But I think, right, I don't think they've found that yet.
No.
You know?
No.
I was wondering, I mean, if you really go back before they started doing it heavily, if somebody had said, well, I want to televise poker, they'd be like, how would you televise poker?
Right.
That's true.
How would you do that? Well, they found a format that worked, and now it's huge. So I think if you can find some type of format for that, I think it would work. But I don't know what that would be right now. I have no idea how they would go around and set everything up so that you could actually go and enjoy watching that on television, especially the first-person shooter stuff. So, not really sure on that one. Of course, we mentioned Clark passing away. That happened as well, I believe, on Tuesday it was. Bionic Commando Rearmed got a price, platform, and some specs there. Pretty much it's going to be $10 on Xbox Live Arcade and the PlayStation Network. Has not been announced what the price will be on PC. Still don't know on that one. Although I think the majority of us here will get it on PlayStation Network or
360.
The 360. And I know when your 360 comes back.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I don't see you pick. You wouldn't pick it up on PC and then on. I mean,
probably not. Probably on the.
What happens when you're stuck in the ether?
Well, it's hard.
You're a PC gamer and a console
really,
gamer.
Hard. It's really all about what I think the interface and controls are going to be like.
Mm-hmm. If Sins was released on the console. Or a PC, you probably would have gone PC.
I would have
definitely
gone PC.
See, well, yeah, okay, I should use a different example.
Yeah.
That's almost a no-brainer.
Yeah, RTS games, it's hard to port them to console.
What about first-person shooters?
First-person shooters,
take Vegas, for instance.
Right.
All right, let's look at Vegas.
I would enjoy Vegas more on console.
Why is that for you?
Because it's solely a first-person shooter game, and I think the two thumbsticks have infinite over the WASD keys.
Bah?
I know. But, or maybe it's just because I suck at shooters. Like, that really could be it. I feel like it levels the playing field more. The lack of precision that you have with a mouse.
What?
Well, no, I mean that I have with a mouse, I should say. That I'm terrible with it.
Yeah, he mentioned this in the car, right?
I did. Yeah. I think I'm biased towards first-person shooters on consoles because I'm terrible at them on PC.
Ah, okay.
So it brings all those people that are really good down a notch.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I enjoy playing first-person shooters on the console these days much more than the PC. But it's more because I just don't enjoy playing games on the PC anymore. It's not anything to do with the PC. It's just that I spend all day on it, and when I get home, I don't want to be on it anymore.
Right.
And, you know, it's much more relaxed playing on the console. It's not as, and you don't have to be as accurate. You really can't be as accurate, I don't think. It's a more relaxed thing. Sit on your couch, you know, do the thumbsticks, and just fire in the general direction.
Right.
You know, instead of like intensely gripping your mouse and you're leaning into your monitor and concentrating, you know, very very heavily and. Yeah,
and again, you're playing on a monitor.
Like, I don't feel like doing that anymore after work. It's a different style of gameplay, and
I think it's different for everybody. It all depends on where you
appreciate, you know, what comes with that and why people want to do that. I mean, there's a time I want to do it. I'm sure there will come a time again when I want to do that. Just not right now.
Yeah. So. Well, you know, for me, I enjoy sitting on a very comfortable sofa.
Yeah.
Where I can really lean back and just kind of relax with the controls and do what I need to do and whatever else, you know.
And I know there's plenty of PC gamers that have, you know, hooked their computers up to their HDTVs through the DVI or HDMI connection, and they actually play on their...
This huge hole devoid of podcast in no way reflects Evil Avatar Radio's view of you, your loved ones, puppies, gerbils, or kittens. We apologize for your inconvenience, and now back to Evil Avatar Radio.
They're saying the stream is down, although two people lost the stream. Well, no, three lost the stream, and then one guy says, no, I've still got it. So I don't know if it's down, if it's up. I'm not exactly sure. But
Hoggy lost it, which means...
Kevin lost it, which is a big deal.
Yeah.
So I'm not exactly sure. Hopefully it'll come back. If not, you guys are going to have to talk while I call the engineer again.
Man, we've got to, like, either fix your laptop to record this stuff directly or, I don't know, get another machine in here to do the...
Oh, he's recording. Got it back.
Okay.
Right, okay. Good. See, when people hear this on the podcast, they'll hear just immediately, I think, they'll hear something cut out and then, like, oh, we got it back.
Yep. Sorry about that, podcast guys.
Sorry about that, podcasters.
For, like, 3 weeks in a row now. Something like that.
Yeah. I hate losing the stream, too. Anyway, if you would like to call in, this is one of the shows that we don't have any interviews going on. We really don't have any type of idea of what will be our main focus of topic of discussion. Give us a call, 334-272-9228. That is 334, and I'll put it in the chat room, 334-272-9228.
Yeah, and we love to talk to people in the community. Anytime you want to call in, man, we'd love to talk to you guys.
We'd love to have opinions on these things that we're talking about. And so if you'd like to call in and give your opinion or your thoughts, whatever the case, give us a call and let us know. You can also email us. I don't know, so people have a problem calling into the show. But everyone at evilavatarradio.com is our email address if you'd like to call in.
It's your show. You're the reason we're doing it. Yeah. So anything you want to talk about is fine.
It really is.
Just call in.
All right, so anyway, all things considered equal, I guess you look at the controller factors of what you use with your FPSs.
Right.
And then, I don't know, for me it boils down to where is everybody else playing?
Where's all my friends playing?
If it's got co-op, where are my friends playing? You know, if the majority of this game is a multiplayer type game, where are my friends playing? You know,
I think if I ever leave the IT field and go into doing something else that doesn't involve dealing with a computer all day long, yeah. I'll go back to being a PC gamer.
Really?
Quick. Yeah.
So it's the IT job that is taking you away from PC gaming.
I can't sit in front of a computer without it feeling like work.
That's true. That's interesting. That actually sucks, but that's interesting to know.
Yeah, I'm having the problem where I bought Orange Box for the 360 when it first came out, but I don't have hardly anybody that plays Team Fortress on
the console.
360.
Right.
Whereas a lot of my friends have it for PC, so I'm like debating whether or not I want to buy that again.
Well, it's good that they sell it separately.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's still money I'd rather not spend.
A lot of people agreeing with you in the chat room about having IT jobs that are like, I can't sit in front of a computer anymore. It feels like I'm...
And it's funny because I've voiced that several times, but I never specifically said that it was an IT job. That was why I sat in front of my computer all day. And everybody's like, oh, now I get it. And that's exactly how I feel. So, yeah. Wow. I feel very vindicated in that now.
Yeah, I knew
I'm
Mott.
Not alone.
I knew Mott was, because we were playing on the console, and I'll ask him what he does, and he'll tell me what he does, and we'd be playing Burnout Paradise or something like that. I guess so.
That's why I don't think I could work in the gaming industry. I don't think I could stand going home and not wanting to play games at all.
Mm.
At least that's how I imagine it. And I hear that from some other people in the gaming industry. So,
is there a game on the PC right now that you really would like to play? But just because of your...
I would play a lot more Sims.
Yeah.
But I don't, because of that.
That's interesting. Interesting to think about. Like, I work in the I work at radio, but I haven't stopped listening to the radio, or at least stopped any of my habits. I listen to CDs mostly, but... I just really haven't stopped. I tell you one thing, when I worked at the movie theater, I did stop eating popcorn. Popcorn got disgusting for me. Where the smell of it would give you nausea just because you worked in so long. Oh, God, it was horrible. Back to the news. excuse me, I'm going to be doing that a lot tonight. And I apologize ahead of time. The Penny Arcade Scholarship. They do a lot of things, and this is another one of those things they do. They award $10,000 to one worthy student gamer. Now, to qualify, you must already be enrolled in a U.S. college university for the 08-09 academic year and have a GPA over 3.3, but you need to intend, obviously, to enter the game development field in some capacity. It is the Penny Arcade Scholarship, and you can all you need to do is go to pennyarcade.com and check that out. Again.
Man, how awesome are those guys?
Exactly.
You know. First, they give us the Child's Play charity.
Did Child's Play come before PAX?
Yes.
Okay.
Then they give us PAX, and now a scholarship for gamers. That's just, there's so much coolness and awesome in that I don't have any words for it. But
no, it's great. And they didn't they do this before?
This is the second time.
The second time.
I was going to say, I thought it was the second time. Has it been concurrent so far? Has it been like last year they did the scholarship?
And then
okay, I just don't remember. I remember them doing it. I just don't remember it being last year that they did it. But
it was.
But yeah, it probably was. But yeah, you know, good on them again. Just they really make you feel good to be a gamer.
Yeah.
You know, when they do stuff like that, it's a really cool thing. Oh, let's see. What else do we have going on? Sims 3, we'll be seeing that around 2009, but considering you're gearing away from PC stuff.
Oh, I'm sure Sims 3 will be played somewhere in our household.
Yeah?
Yeah, just not by me. I'll watch for a little
bit. Would that be a game that would convert over well to the console?
No.
I mean, we played Sim City on consoles before.
Yeah.
But I've seen the attempts to
Didn't
they
do that? Sims.
They did it on the PS2, didn't
they?
Yeah,
times,
yeah that's
times.
Right, that's right. Yeah.
There's been lots of console Sims games.
I forget
but
about those things.
None of them were done in the same spirit as the PC.
Mm-mm.
I think it lost a lot in translation. So, but yeah, I'm kind of anxious to see what they do with Sims 3 from a distance, a few feet away from the keyboard and mouse. You know, I'll watch Becky play it.
You just get either over towards James' spot, because she's about to hold up a name, I believe. But yeah, so Sims 3, we should be seeing that around 2009. Telling us that now is, like, ridiculous, because you know how the industry works. It's like, oh, well, 2009 really means 2011. Think about it. We got Resident Evil 5 teaser at E3 last year. Actually, we probably got it before that.
I think 2006, actually.
Yeah, we got it before that. And then we found out, well, it's not coming out until about 2009, 2010.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. I guess. I don't know.
Well, so, I'm kind of curious. Look how long it took 4 to take out, to come out.
I didn't follow.
It was about three different
that's right.
Builds.
That's right. I remember you guys talking about it. I didn't actually follow it at the time.
I mean, it took forever. It was just, so.
Xerxes says, when I hear Sims, my mind hears girl games.
Yeah, and I kind of like the girl's response. Girl games? What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, who was it? Wasn't it your ex-wife that was playing a ton of that? The Sims?
Yeah. Yeah, she played a lot of The Sims. She also played a lot of City of Heroes.
That's right.
Yeah.
I forgot about City
Her
of
mom
Heroes.
Still plays City of Heroes.
Her mom still plays City
yes,
of Heroes?
Never did quit.
How unfortunate.
That's kind of...
You said that.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What's her character up to now? Do you know?
I don't know. I'm sure she's gotten several to 50 or 60 or whatever the cap is. But, yeah. I don't know, they play the same games we do, for the most part.
I didn't know. Cool. All right, let's see. What else do we have here on the list? 22 unlockable characters confirmed for Castle Crashers. That was amazing to hear about.
That's going to be awesome.
Well, you know, I saw Castle Crashers at PAX. I played Castle Crashers at PAX this past year. And, 2007. And yeah, it was four people. It was four characters. And I thought, that's fun. But then when they said, well, there's going to be 22 unlockables, I thought, my God, that's a ton. And that's great. And then they've got one that kind of looks like Darth Vader. but yeah, little by little, information is going to become, well, he's carrying a lightsaber. That's it, you know.
Nice.
Which is the one everybody's going to be playing with once they unlock it. Yeah, there's swords, but you know, you get a lightsaber. That's going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, that's going to be a big game, and we've been begging for that thing for a while now. So finally, good to see that it's going to be probably this summer sometime. they were going to get a chance to play that on Xbox Live. Oh, let's see. Did anybody check out this? This kind of made me laugh. It's making me laugh now to look at it. Guitar Hero on Tour.
No.
The
How did I miss that?
The DS version.
Oh, oh yeah, I saw a picture of that. I didn't read anything about it, but.
Well, that's because you saw a picture of it, and you thought, well, no need to read anything about that. I don't want it.
It looks ridiculous.
It does look ridiculous. Are you looking at it now?
No, I can't even... what?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, how it works?
What?
Do you need me to explain how it works?
I don't know that I want you to.
I don't think you'll understand.
I don't think you can explain how Guitar Hero on the DS... "quote unquote works."
Okay.
Can you explain to me how it doesn't work?
I don't know.
I can think of a myriad of ways in which it doesn't work.
How it doesn't work.
All right, you hold it in book style. You hold the DS in book style. It apparently comes with some strap that you put over your hand so that you know it can sit like a book. On the left screen. You have your frets and stuff, and on the right screen, just a guitar neck that you strum with the stylus, and then into the GBA port, plugs in your fret keys. So
that is so much cooler than anything I had pictured in my head.
It's still absolutely ridiculous.
Well, I don't know that cooler is the right word, but yeah.
You mean so ridiculous than anything you had pictured in your head? So much more ridiculous.
Well, it just seems so dorky that, you know, anything that ridiculous is, you know, kind of cool. So, in my world, anyway.
Yeah, Guitar Hero on the DS. This is ridiculous.
well, they need to make one new Guitar Hero game every year.
Yeah, I was going to say, they got to milk that cash cow.
Well, see, that's exactly what a lot of people are looking at that as. It's just milking the franchise. That's all they're doing.
Yeah.
I don't remember how many songs, or maybe 20 songs. I'm not sure. It's not very many, though. I don't know. I have no idea. It just doesn't look like...
It doesn't look like fun.
First off, there's this thing about playing, especially the very first time I played Guitar Hero. You know, you mm-hmm. put the guitar on. While it was small and looked, compared to what we have for Rock Band now, while it looked kind of like, you know, a little bit... stupid.
Yeah.
Especially on me. Because it was like playing a ukulele. Still, it immersed you. It really put you in that sense. It was, you know, oh crap, I can actually get off of this thing and actually pick up a guitar and play. No, not really. But it still gave you that feeling that, oh, this is something I can do.
It
that
lets
I
you
would...
pretend that you are, you know...
But pretend
playing
a great...
guitar in front of a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And you think that you're good.
Way.
Yeah.
Well,
and
you're good.
Even.
Yeah, but, you know, and so I just don't see how that carries over.
It doesn't.
In a handheld.
That's the point.
And that was my biggest, like, once they found the formula, which is, okay, you put a guitar peripheral in their hand, the actual guitar thing, and you give them these great songs. Well, then we can milk that by just giving them more songs. But no, we're going to put it on the DS, which I think loses what its main focus was, which was giving you that immersive feeling of, ooh, I can play the guitar. Now... You thought you looked like an idiot playing a little tiny guitar on your chest. Well, now you get to play this stupid thing in your hand. The audio's going to suck. The audio on my DS sucks anyway. I have to pretty much keep it turned down pretty low because I think I've already shorted out the speakers. But, I know, yeah.
It's going to be like MIDI synthesizer hero.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what you're looking at. So, I don't know, but that's... Yeah, 4 Guitar Hero games a year, I believe, is that's what they're looking at. Because
4 Guitar Hero games? I just remember it was 1 per year.
Well, see, once you open up the door to DS,
yeah,
when you can only put so many songs on a cart, you can start releasing more of those per year because you've already got the songs in the database. I mean, you've already got those songs ready to go. You just put another 20 on there and resell it. Then you've got Guitar Hero stuff like the Aerosmith version that's coming out. Which I know you're excited about, I think. Are you or are you not?
No.
Not anymore?
No.
Okay.
What, anymore?
I just know you're a big Aerosmith fan.
I was a big Aerosmith fan.
But you're not an Aerosmith fan anymore.
You remember what happened the last time I got tickets to go see Aerosmith?
Oh, that's right. They canceled on you.
Yeah, and you remember why they canceled on me?
No.
Well, I drove up there once, and they're like, no, it's been canceled, he's sick, sorry, it's been postponed. So I'm like, ugh, that's terrible. So I go back, and a week or two later, I forget how long, they're like, no, he's still sick, we're just canceling it altogether. I'm like, oh, well, that sucks, he's sick, it's canceled. Mm-hmm. Then he gets, like, I hear on the news that he's stopped at the airport flying out to his Japan tour, this is Steven Tyler, with and he gets caught with, like, crack pipe paraphernalia or something. Like, well, that's why you had a sore throat, man. Mister, it's so great to be off drugs now, and we're much better musicians, and don't do drugs. Like, yeah, that's great.
Wasn't that drug thing on their drive to Birmingham for that.
Thanks
wasn't
a
that,
lot.
Wasn't
now.
That drug warning on their arcade game?
I don't
Revolu-
know.
You know, the big
no
blue
idea.
Thing.
Revolution X.
Yeah, you
music
know.
Is the weapon.
So at the time of that release, you were probably still an Aerosmith fan, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You were probably, like, did you play that a lot?
Man, I've got, like, every version of Revolution X that was released except for the actual arcade machine.
And you've been looking for that.
I've got it on the Genesis, the SNES, the Saturn, the PlayStation. In fact, I think my PlayStation version is still in the cellophane wrapping. I've got the PC version, as a matter of fact. And yes, for years I actually wanted an arcade machine, but man, yeah, whatever. No, I've had trouble listening to them ever since that, just because I got so angry.
Yeah.
So no, there's no chance of me buying Guitar Hero Aerosmith.
But yeah, back onto the Guitar Hero thing, this is how they can put that out. You know, you start putting out, obviously, Guitar Hero 4 to be released, but they're going to put out the Aerosmith edition here pretty soon. So there you go. You're looking at a DS release, the Aerosmith release, Guitar Hero 4, and then, you know, obviously another one somewhere in there at some point.
Yeah. I'll just play Rock Band and be happy. That's pretty much how I look at it.
I see a lot of people picking sides on that. They're like, well, I'm just going to stick with Rock Band. But for me, I
mean, it's possible something may come out. On
why do you stick with Rock Band? I mean, what, you and the girlfriend play?
Not too much right now. She's had a problem with her vision and just finally got corrective lenses for it.
But you guys but, did. That's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
That's the thing. We do play together.
I live alone. Rock Band for me is Guitar Hero when it's by myself. I mean, yeah. obviously I have the drum option, but usually I just stick with the guitar thing. You know, I can go to drums, but still. So to have Guitar Hero and Rock Band together, you know, I'll pick up the music expansions. I'll download songs from the Rock Band store, which got an upgrade this past week, which looks really great.
Man, how awesome is that?
Yeah.
Like now, not only do I not have to YouTube the songs anymore to see exactly what song it is, but I don't have to. The most torturous thing about figuring out what a song was in the marketplace was I'd go and hit the button to pull up the description. I'd have to wait, like, 3, 4, 5 seconds for it to decide to start scrolling up so I could see who the artist was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could see the name of the song. I'm like, okay, well, who is that? I don't know that off the top of my head.
But, man, that store is sexy.
Man. Really excited about the store. I've spent way too much money on Rock Band downloadable content.
Yeah, and again, because you play it the majority of that thing with the group.
Actually, more often than not now, I play it by myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you pick up Guitar Hero 3?
Nope.
Okay, you didn't even pick that up. All right, cool. Well, I've got Guitar Hero, and I've got, you know, Rock Band. And again, the experience for me, Rock Band and Guitar Hero are almost one and the same. And I know I'm probably going to catch a lot of hell for saying that. But yeah, with a group, no doubt, Rock Band wins, obviously. But for me, to play, you know, my single-player stuff, I'll go with either or.
I also kind of like, in order to get, like, sets of songs, I'm not having to pay $50 for another set down the road. I can just pick and choose right now.
That's mm-hmm. what really puts Rock Band over the top for me is all of the downloadable content and the frequency with which new songs are released.
I mean, I know Guitar Hero 3 has that going on, but
not anywhere near
Rock Band does.
Yeah.
No, not anywhere close to it. But yeah.
There's also another thing that Rock Band has, even for single player, you know, over Guitar Hero. For me, personally, when I play, I like to now stick on a headset and while I play the guitar, sing and play the guitar.
You do the singing and the guitar part?
Yes.
How challenging is that?
It is a little bit more challenging, but I've gotten good enough at the guitar now where it's not, super hard.
It's amazing to find out how uncoordinated you are.
Yeah.
Because I, not you personally, but like,
I know what you mean.
You know,
yeah.
Like I could look at, when I, before I even played the game, I thought, oh yeah, I could do the singing part and the guitar part, or the singing part and the drum part. I could do two things at the same time, because you're thinking, sure, you know, just know the words and sing, you're fine. But after I actually got into that, I thought, how, and I can't, it's like I got to follow the words up there, but then I also got my frets coming down that I've got to follow those, and I don't know, I can't do it. I can't sing and play at the same time, which is weird.
Yeah.
I thought I could.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I just can't. So, anyway, we're going to take a break here, and then we come back, we'll go over the weekly releases and have some more news for you here on 1170 WACV and Evil Avatar Radio. And welcome back to Evil Avatar Radio here on 1170 WACV, episode the Big 99 is where we're at. The big 99. One, the big 100 coming up.
Hey.
Yeah.
What?
How many of the 100 have we done? What did we start? Which one did we start on?
68, I believe, was our first one.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So, yeah,
I've been here for like 50 minutes.
Yeah. Exactly. So we were talking during the break. First off, Jeremy was really excited about Sonic Unleashed. Or what, you didn't know much about it, right?
I had seen some screenshots and, you know.
And you were excited about it?
Well, yeah, the screenshots, like, looked really good.
Because to be honest, anytime they've announced a new Sonic game, I've thought, well, all right, hope they get it right this time.
Right. Well.
And they never have.
Knowing that the gameplay was going to be 2.5D, you know, gave me a little bit of hope. And then hearing that it was only Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles gave me a lot more hope.
That gave me a lot of hope when it was like, okay, we're only including these three characters.
Now, I just saw the gameplay video, and I'm a little underwhelmed.
Are you?
Yeah.
I love the gameplay video.
Well.
Because it did feel like, you know, a venture back to what it was.
Well, the thing is, like, a lot of the more recent games seem to be kind of like, you know, hold right on the directional pad and make it to the end.
Hold right to win, yeah.
You know, avoid an occasional enemy, and yeah, and you'll get there. And that's kind of what the video reminded me of. It didn't look like, man, the old Sonic games were hard. They were really hard. So, I don't know.
Egort sent us an email.
Yeah.
Which I'm just now reading. I actually didn't know that he sent this to us. He said, first off, announced to BAP, I am still jealous as hell. I don't know what that means. A little something I hope BAP understands. Anyway, you'd better be sure to bring up Sonic and what can save his dying franchise. My opinion, quit adding characters, for God's sakes.
Yes.
Speed isn't everything. Yes. We need overall level design with strategic hidden spaces.
That is exactly right.
Sneaky enemies and rings galore, and boss battles should go back to the main boss again. I know Dr. Eggman isn't the boss in the new game. Sorry I can't call in tonight, fellas, but I am in the chat room. So there you go. You agree with what he says there?
Absolutely.
Yes. 100%.
And I see, what was it? It was a comment in the chat room I just read.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it was Agort. Saying that he's hoping that the video was just to show off the graphics.
Well, I read that video was leaked. It wasn't like an official.
Man, I don't understand that story either.
That could have been rumored, but it seemed like to me the way that the news hit was leaked screens, leaked video, and then the official announcement.
And then the official announcement, exactly.
Kind of damage control.
Yeah.
So that may not even have been a video ready for press yet.
It may not have, but it's out there. And, of course, your best place to find it was YouTube.
Well, all things told, I have a lot more hope for this Sonic game than any in recent memory.
I do, too. So. I do, too. So far, with just what we've got.
Yeah.
I'm very hopeful for it as well. Have you unlocked Sonic yet in Brawl, any of you?
Oh, yes. Yes.
How is he?
I was not going to sleep well until Sonic was unlocked. Sonic is a great character to play with.
And he is fast.
Yeah?
He lives up to the name. He'll run from, like, one end of the stage to the other in, like, a second.
That's great. I mean, who else have you unlocked? Or who else are you waiting to unlock now? I mean, what's your next one that you're looking forward to unlocking in Brawl?
Well, I don't guess there's anybody I'm looking forward to unlocking anymore.
You got Snake and Sonic. I guess you're done, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, pretty much the only other one I wanted to get was Toon Link.
Yeah, I've already got Toon Link.
Yeah, I already got him.
See, all that's left for me is Jigglypuff, you know.
That's a wonderful name.
Only one
name.
I've got left is...
that's a wonderful name for a grown man to say.
Yeah. Jigglypuff.
And Wolf. And Wolf. I have Wolf. Which, yeah, I guess Wolf will be fun to play with. But yeah. I don't think I'll spend a whole lot of time playing with Jigglypuff. And I don't think I'll enjoy fighting Jigglypuff all that much, so...
No. It's Jigglypuff, man.
Yeah, that's Jigglypuff.
Pretty much the beginning and end of it.
All right. Well, I was just curious about that, but yeah, how he was in Brawl, because a lot of people said that's the last good Sonic game, or the last good game Sonic's been in.
Yeah,
is Brawl.
It's the first good one in a long time he's been in, actually. So. Yeah.
Well, you'll need to bring that back over now that you've got a lot more characters unlocked.
I'll have to bring my entire Wii over. Apparently, you can't transfer save data.
Really?
No.
Really?
Yeah, it's locked. You can't move it.
You know what? You're right, because obviously if you unlock them, then you unlock them and they save on your... Wow.
Well, you figure you'd be at least able to move the data, but...
Nope, they won't let you. What the... Why? Really?
Wow.
I can't move my own save game? What if I've got another Wii? I have to go through the whole game again to unlock it on the other Wii? Yep. Man... Every day I get a little more angry about this generation of consoles and how restrictive it is and what it lets you do with, you know, things that... your own data and things you've purchased. If I only weren't in IT. That's all I can say. So.
Yeah, the only transferable thing was the usernames, is what Agord is saying. I didn't know that. That's horrible.
Yeah. I mean, you can transfer the levels you build, thank goodness, it'd be kind of pointless if you couldn't.
But that's stupid, though, if you... Well, yeah. I mean...
It's a save game! Really? What am I going to do with my save game that makes you want to lock it to my console?
Wow.
Anyway, whatever, man. Now I'm upset.
That's okay. James isn't here. We need
can
something
we
to fill...
Can talk about something else?
Sure, we can talk about something else for just a little bit longer. We were talking about Sonic Unleashed. You weren't too thrilled with the gameplay. I enjoyed what I saw for just that little bit. But then it moved on to No More Heroes.
Oh, man.
A game they're talking about in the chat room, a game that I have yet to try, but...
Now you make
more...
me feel bad again, but a different way, because I haven't played it.
Yeah, I haven't played it either.
Same here.
And I want to be able to talk intelligently about this, because apparently this is a game I really, really, really need
to play.
Were
telling me somebody had... Did they do comparisons, or did they just... What did they do?
He compared something in the game, and I glossed
over... Who was the
review
again? Or was the reviewer?
Andrew Vistal, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name right, but I have a lot of respect for that guy. And I give his opinions a lot of weight, but he made a comparison, some aspect of the game he compared to Shadow of the Colossus. And that right there, you know, made my little...
That perked me up when you...
Metal Gear Solid exclamation mark go, wonk, you know, over my head. So, and then he said something to the effect of that this was a game about gamer culture in some respect. So, yeah, I can't not play this game now. I absolutely have to. It's a moral imperative.
A buy or a rent?
Either one. I don't know. I don't really rent much anymore.
Yeah.
Because it costs about the same, really, if you're going to buy it and turn around selling on eBay as soon as you're done with it. And I don't have to worry about late fees or whatever. It's
used, then. I guess you buy you buy used, though, right?
If used is available, which if you're buying on day one, it's not.
Mm.
So.
No, I mean, by now, you should be able to find No More Heroes.
It's available used, especially in the Prattville store. It's available used right now. So, all right, well, that'll do it for hour number one, and we'll come back here 6 minutes after the hour with, hour number two, surprise.
Is that what comes after hour number one?
Usually.
Yep. No, we're skipping ahead to hour number
all the time?
Every single time. But anyway, that's going to do it for this one. We'll see you 6 minutes after the hour. We'll have more news here and hopefully your phone calls and letters. You can call us and talk to us. We got more coming up. Here on Evil Avatar Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Larry here of Xbox Live's Major Nelson, and you are listening to Evil Avatar Radio.
And welcome back to Evil Avatar Radio, as the Major just said. It is episode 99. This is our second hour, and we got more news to go over and the weekly releases, and we've got a phone call that we're going to run to first, though. We've got Doc Finger on the line. Hey, Doc, what's up? Okay, Doc, did I lose you, Doc? Hang on.
Can I make a doctor's out joke?
All right, apparently we're not getting him. I don't know. Maybe the doc will call back. Not sure what that was. So
Scott just thinks it's funny to hang up on people.
I promise you, I don't.
He did that when I called him.
Did I hang up on you? That's okay. I hung up on an astronaut. Apparently, I have no...
Yeah, I was going to say, man. If you'll hang up on Charlie Duke, you'll hang up on anybody. Nobody's
you have no
safe.
Scruples.
Exactly. Hopefully, he'll call... Maybe he did. Hang on.
And dialed your operator.
No. That ain't him.
Well, apparently, he's the only guy we're ever going to get to talk to on here, so...
Oh, you know what? I did hang up on him. I know exactly what I did wrong. Doc, call back.
Please call back.
Hit the hang-up button instead of the answer button?
No. Okay, you know what? I'll tell you what I did. And there he is. I'll just answer. Okay, never mind. She got it. I took the phone on the button over here. I turned the pot up that his voice comes through, but I didn't turn the pot on. So I'm talking to I'm sure he's on the other line going,
hey,
I'm here. Don't hang up. I'm here. Ah. I'm sure that's exactly what he sounds like, by the way, as well.
Basically, Scott didn't turn the volume up.
Look, we don't get a lot of phone calls as it is.
And mute button. Well,
this
button
doesn't
you
help.
Every time.
Well, exactly, I know it doesn't. Hang on. There you go.
Doc's back on line 2, and Mike O'Hare's on line 1.
Okay, we'll go to Doc first. Thank
awesome.
You, Philadana. We'll go to Doc first. Okay, it's on this time. Hey, Doc, you there?
I am here.
There we go. Now it works. Great. I'm sorry I hung up on you.
I was instructed to mock you mercilessly for hanging up on me.
I don't even have to hang up on you to do that. You can go ahead and mock me mercilessly. What's going on? Where are you calling from, by the way?
New York City.
That's right. You're the guy in New York. And you didn't get to play GTA 4, did you?
No, I did not.
Yeah, Bap hogged that for himself,
didn't
he?
How bitter are you about that?
You know what? I couldn't have gone that day anyway.
Ah.
So even if Bap had said, hey, you want to come down? You know, real life would have interfered with that, so.
That's well, okay. Never turn down a good opportunity to be bitter about something.
I'm not that bitter. You know, I didn't say not bitter at all, but.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
A little bit.
So what's going
on? I don't have my dark vengeance on him.
Yes. What's going on with you, man?
Felt like calling in.
We're glad you did. What'd you play, what you been playing lately? What's been going on for you for your gaming?
I'm going actually tomorrow to pick up Vegas, which I have not been able to pick up yet this week. But
did you play the first?
I played the first one a little.
Okay.
I didn't get to it till after people had kind of stopped playing it online very much. But considering how much fun I've had with Call of Duty, I have to pick this one up.
It'll be interesting. Well, you played a little bit. The weird thing that I find going from Call of Duty to Rainbow Six Vegas is the cover system. I mean, everything else is there that you do in Call of Duty that you do in Vegas, with the exception of the cover system.
When Call of Duty came out, that was the one complaint people seemed to have about it, is that they got so used to the cover system between Rainbow Six Vegas and Gears of War that going to a game that didn't have it freaked them out a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it, but mostly, like everyone else, Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, yes.
The whole world's going to shut down that day.
It really?
Are you taking a sick day?
I actually don't know if I can, but...
You have considered it, though.
The thought has crossed my mind.
I'm sure it has.
The thought has crossed my mind. Hopefully I'll be able to play it a little bit before it comes out at the New York Comic Con next month. Where they might have it playable, but, you know, either way, that is going to be an ugly weekend
for
trying to get stuff done.
Probably. What, is that the same week? No, when is it, when's the Comic-Con in New York?
Comic-Con is April 19th.
Okay.
So, I don't know if it'll be playable or not, but there's supposed to be a pretty big gaming contingent at it this year, so.
At the Comic-Con?
Yeah. Oh, it's getting huge this year.
Well, I understand that the one out in San Diego, is...
Yeah.
I don't think it's expanded. I don't know if it's expanded to video games. I know that, you know, Xbox Live does the bring it at home sort of thing. But, you know, what they were bringing home were the panels and stuff on the, you know, the comic book related television shows or DVDs right. and releases like that. But,
you know, they're not at the point. They're not at the point of an E3 or a PAX or a GDC, but they're almost becoming like catch-all pop culture events.
Yeah.
So you still have that gaming contingent there. I'm not, you know, I'm not saying you're going to see a whole bunch of announcements, but the big publishers have booths set up at San Diego and New York. And right now, New York's probably the second biggest Comic-Con in the world now, which, considering it's only 4 years old, is pretty impressive.
What's where's Dragon Con land?
That's Atlanta, isn't it?
No, I know it's in Atlanta. Where does that, is that like big or what is that?
You know what? It's kind of in the middle, I think, because, you know, it's still, this is going to sound awful, but the role playing is still kind of under comics a little bit on the pop culture acceptance ladder.
But you know what? It was a Comic Con, at least the one time that I went.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my dad took me and probably regretted it and said that he'd probably never do that again after he saw the kind of people walking around the place. Because I was telling him, oh, it's a comic convention, because that's what I was told that it was.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of surprised to see what I saw as well. particularly in the areas of cosplay.
that has to be terrifying if you weren't expecting it when you walk into Dragon Con.
No, I wasn't expecting it, and I was... Image Comics had just started.
Ah, okay.
Oh, wow.
McFarlane was there to autograph.
Back in 93, 94?
93 or 94.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so my father had to take me to get there. And God bless my dad, because I was a big Venom fan.
Oh, yeah.
And so what he started doing, and my dad's really good at haggling, he started going around and he started getting every issue that had not just Venom, but the black costume.
The black costume.
I already had Secret Wars 8, and I know we're getting way off topic here. But then again, it was an unplanned. It's like a what else are we doing with the show anyway? I already had Secret Wars 8, and I had a lot of the appearances of it, but I didn't have Web number one, Web of Spider-Man number one, and I don't think I had. What was it? He was able to finagle me, and I got Spectacular Spider-Man number one.
Yeah.
At a really cheap price. But he got all the issues that I needed to have Venom and the black costume in there. And then I'm walking through the exhibit hall, and I see like four people sitting outside this room, and I'm just thinking they're sitting down reading their books. And I'm walking around thinking, okay, where's the McFarlane stuff? Where can I get him to sign my Spawn number one and my Amazing 300? Where can I go to get that done? So we walk around for about an hour, and then we're about to leave, and I walk by that same place, and there's about 50 more people standing outside of this thing, and I'm like, oh, that's where the line started. And I missed my chance to have him autograph a bunch of cool stuff. But that was my only experience of Dragon Con, and it's always been a comic convention to me. So.
Yeah. It's one of those that's kind of shifted a little, but it's still primarily a comic. Now, if you walk into Gen Con, thinking it's a Comic Con, that could be scary. But
hey, do you have your laptop sitting open right now?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm at my computer.
Okay, you're at your computer.
Yeah.
Go to, what is the name of the game that you're playing over there, Daniel?
I am playing Off-Road Velociraptor Safari.
What website does he need to go to?
It is raptorsafari.com.
Go to raptorsafari.com.
It is a 3D raptor running over a game.
Are you doing that right now, Doc?
I'm typing it in.
Okay.
RaptorSafari.com. Is Lorenzo Lamas in it, like Raptor?
Is your volume turned up?
I got it shut off now.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you got to have the volume.
You have to install a plugin, a small plugin, for it to run in the browser, because it's a 3D game, but...
Yeah, raptorsafari.com.
Raptorsafari.com.
I haven't seen this thing, so I have no validity on what this thing is like, but Daniel's over there.
I played it for like an hour and a half this afternoon.
Yeah. It's one of those types.
Just all you have to know is raptorsafari.com.
That's it.
Yeah, that's
and the best part about the game is the person driving the Jeep that's running over the Raptors is a Raptor, so it's really cannibalistic, too.
Does it shoot Raptors out of its mouth at you?
You are, in fact, a Raptor driving the car.
It sounds like the start of, like, a bad off-color joke.
I don't know why, but that's what he's playing, and I thought, well, let's get that out there to the public. Why not? Make sure they're playing some Raptor Safari.
So
Raptor.
Two Velociraptors walk into a bar.
One runs both of them over with a Jeep. That's the plot of the game. That's it.
So anyway, I was just going to tell you to go to that and enjoy that. What are you going to be playing this weekend? Anything?
Hopefully I'm picking up Vegas.
Vegas 2, right.
I'm seriously considering Dark Sector, but I think I'm going to subject my friend who's having a birthday this week to it. And if it's any, get it for him, and if it's any good, I'll steal it from him.
You know what? We haven't done the weekly releases, and let's do that while we got you on the phone. Let's do the weekly release here. Of course, I think we just pretty much covered it. No, Command & Conquer 3, Kane's Wrath for the PC comes out this week. Crisis Core, Final Fantasy 7 for the PSP comes out this week. And all you Final Fantasy nuts are probably really happy with that.
Yeah, they're already camping out for that one.
Ninja Gaiden Dragon Sword for the DS. Obscure, the Aftermath for the Wii. Any interest there with any of you guys?
They really need to work on titling these Wii games a little bit better. I mean, is that the most generic game name of the year so far?
No, not yet, because we've got this for the Wii that comes out this week. Minicopter Adventure Flight.
I'm sold.
That sounds like something you play on, like, a MySpace page.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, but...
I guarantee you for the Wii, we will see Raptor Safari.
I'm waiting.
It'll have the Wii Wheel attachment, and it'll be Raptor Safari. Exactly.
Now, if you could use the Wii Wheel and the Wii Blaster at the same time.
That's true. You can probably do it that way as well. Good idea. You might want to make sure nobody steals that from you.
I know there's game developers in the audience, people. Get on that. It'll sell.
Let's see. We've got Universe at War, Earth Assault for the 360, Viking, Battle for Asgard for the 360 and the PS3. We have Dark Sector, as you said, for the PS3 and the 360. And I believe that's all we've got here for the... Well, for the DS, might as well throw them in there. The DS, we've got Mazes... No, I'm sorry... Mazes of Fate and Harvest Moon DS Cute.
Aw.
Aw, so cute.
Well, it is.
Harvest Moon always needed more cute.
It's in the title. Also for the Wii this week, Summer Sports Paradise Island. Summer has never been a paradise for me.
Not even Summer Games for the C64?
No, but apparently a lot of people love Mario and Sonic at the Olympics. Ugh. Tons of people enjoy that. For the virtual console this week, we got Powerball from the Sega Genesis for 800 Wii points, and King's Knight from the NES days.
Oh, my God, that was a terrible game.
Well, now you get to play it again if you'd like.
Oh, that was bad. I only popped it in because years later I found an NES cartridge, that had it was by Square, and it had a name I didn't recognize of theirs, and King's Knight was it, and I popped it in. It was really, really bad. So.
There's a reason you didn't recognize that name.
Yeah. I'm like, a Square title. I don't know what
500
that is.
Wii points for that one.
It's got to be good, right?
For Xbox Live Arcade, we're getting Tikal? Tikal? Is that what that is?
Tikal.
Yeah. What is that? Is that another...
It's another puzzler.
Yeah, 800 Microsoft points, but...
800 Microsoft points to match the colors.
All right, matching colors again. So it's in the vein of Zuma and... what was the other one? Luxor?
Yeah, Luxor, like a little bit of Boogie Bunnies, maybe.
I haven't played that.
It's actually one of the better ones, Boogie Bunnies.
Dana's shaking her head.
I only played the demo, but it wasn't bad.
Dana's shaking her head for some reason. Why are you shaking your head on Boogie Bunnies? Have you played it?
I played Boogie the demo, Bunnies? And yeah. I was excited. How can you go wrong with boogieing bunnies?
Yeah.
There's bunnies, there's boogieing, but it just didn't do it for me.
Are there velociraptors?
there are no velociraptors, which quite possibly would be an improvement.
Yeah, I think if you added velociraptors to a game with boogieing bunnies, that would be a lot of fun.
You've got win.
I would say that adding velociraptors to anything would make it better, but then, Turok.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Okay, so, yeah, that's what we're getting this week. So you may pick up Dark Sector, but I think you're going to be happy with Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
I really think you're going to be happy with Vegas. Well, thanks so much for calling, man. We appreciate you calling in.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, let's go to the other line here and talk to Mike, who's been waiting patiently.
Mike always has to wait.
Well,
yes, I always have to wait. Thanks for making me wait.
All right, hang on.
What? Oh! What?
That's okay. I think I fixed it. Why does it sound funny in my ear now? Then?
I don't know.
Sounds funny in my ear, too. Hang on.
I win now because I don't have one.
Mike, are you there? Mike? Okay, we lost Mike.
Okay. These phones are screwy.
They're not the only thing.
There's Mike. He's like, you hung up on me, man. Here it's the phone. Okay, Mike, you there?
Yes, you hung up on me. Oh, dark. What? You got the itchy finger knot or something?
I don't know what I've got, buddy. What's going on, man? I'm sorry I hung up on you. You know.
No, it's fine. I wish you wouldn't have.
You really haven't made it on the show if I don't hang up on you.
Well, actually, I have an announcement for the Evil Avatar community.
Lay it on us.
As of right now, I am in the organizing stages of planning a Command & Conquer 3 Kane's Wrath tournament.
Ah.
Community run. Prizes are TBA. I'm going to have to email Electronic Arts and see if they'll do anything.
Cool.
But the prizes could be, there could be, any, it could be anything.
So
that's my main
just
thing.
Imagine something really awesome. Right?
It could be anything from Kane's Wrath. That depends on EALA. And if they're listening, please help us out.
Well, no. I tell you what, get in touch. Have you tried to get in touch with Nick?
No, I have not gotten in touch with him yet. In fact, I just sprung this on everybody. I no res or anything like that.
Oh, well, you do need to do that.
Yeah, I know.
get in touch with Nick. He may be able to help you with that.
Okay.
My connections with EA, not so good, as you can tell, because I never had Criterion on the show. Didn't work
yeah,
out too well for
true.
Me. But yeah, definitely get in touch with Nick, and he can work with him on trying to get that worked out for you. So definitely try that as well. But what else is going on?
Someone's asking if it's for Command & Conquer for PC and 360. It is PC version. Kane's Wrath does come out tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's the PC version of that. Are they planning the port to the 360 on that?
Yeah,
they are.
They were talking about the 360 version on the latest podcast they did. And they're talking about how they redesigned the interface to where you could be, you know, rolling people over in multiplayer. You could queue up another unit or another building.
Okay, cool. I'm guessing, what have you been playing lately?
Wait. Ghost Bear says a prize should be a Velociraptor.
Have you been playing?
I heard you guys talking about it. I have not tried it yet.
I
do have the site pulled up though in another tab.
Okay, good.
For me this week, it's been a lot of Dawn of War. I bought Soulstorm and I bought the other games, and then here a couple of days ago, I've been going absolutely crazy playing Command & Conquer 3.
Yeah, you're another strictly PC gamer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's less and less of us around. Support your local wildlife.
Support your local wildlife. Okay. Well,
in the manner of speaking, yeah.
Yeah. What else has been going on?
That's pretty much it. Went to a LAN party this weekend. Always fun of it.
Oh yeah.
Always
What'd y'all
fun
play?
To do that. I'm sorry.
What'd y'all play?
We had a lot of COD4. Yeah. Team Fortress got played a lot. Some other games. Dawn of War was one.
Cool. Very cool.
In fact, if I could, I can give. Could I give them a plug on air? If that's all
sure,
right.
Sure, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
For it, man.
The group's name is Peace, Love, and Rockets, and their address is www.peaceloveandrockets.org.
Okay. Cool. Well, thanks.
Great group of people. They throw 5 lands a year in Dallas.
And you go to? What do you go to? All of them?
Yeah, I try to.
The
last couple I haven't been able to go to due to various problems with the car and whatnot.
No, obviously. And you haven't done any console gaming, have you?
No, not since January.
No.
I'm definitely thinking pick up a PS3 whenever Metal Gear comes out.
That's going to sell some systems. What about GTA 4? Are you a GTA guy?
I I actually own the PC versions of GTA 3 and Vice City. I never bought San Andreas, never played it.
Mm.
Yes, I know. I didn't shot it on the spot.
No, not at all. Not at all. I played a little bit of San Andreas. I didn't play very much at all. I think it suffers, oddly enough, it's weird to say this about a sandbox game and a game where, you know, at the beginning of, we're like, man, now it's going to be bigger. That's going to be great. Not necessarily does that help a game being much bigger than the previous. I think in San Andreas' case, and the one reason I lost interest was because it was too big.
Yeah.
I thought, oh.
And I'm really itching for Rainbow Six Vegas 2, but it comes out for PC on the 15th of next month.
So. Ah.
Of course, in the span of 2 weeks, we get Assassin's Creed and Rainbow Six Vegas 2 for PC, so.
Yeah.
That's going to be big time then.
Yeah, it's going to be big time next month, I think.
Well, I hope you enjoy
And Turok. I actually wanted to get opinions on that.
You want to get opinions on Turok?
Yeah.
I heard it's not that great.
It's not that good?
That's what I've heard.
Despite Velociraptors?
Despite Velociraptors,
yeah.
There's a review, you know, at Evil Avatar that you can read. And so, you know, look at the review and make your judgment there, man.
No, I probably won't buy it if it's halfway decent.
Well, seriously, take a look at the review and see what you think.
Okay.
It could change your mind. You know, the first time I started becoming interested in No More Heroes was when I read the review. That was on Evil Avatar. I read the review and I thought, well, maybe I should give this a chance. However, what happened was a lot more people started playing it and saying, have you played this yet? You've got to. It's great. You need to play this. So, you know, now I think I need to really look into getting that. So, but hey, anything else? What are you going to be playing this weekend? I guess probably Cain's Wrath.
Cain's Wrath, yeah.
Oh, man, you love that Command & Conquer.
Yeah. Cool. And if I can get something worked out with Nick, maybe we could get Joe Kukin on the show for you guys.
Oh,
sure, man.
That'd be great. Then you could hang up on him, too.
Yeah.
Again, you really haven't made the show unless I've hung up on you, I guess. But, hey, thanks for calling in, man.
Thanks, guys. Man.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Alrighty. Bye.
If you would like to call in and get hung up on, the number is 334-272-9228. It's 334-272-9228. I want to do a chat room roll call real quick, because we had talked about it earlier, and I never got around to it. I don't even know who that first person is. Zier, I believe? X-E-I-R? Zaire?
Sure.
Zaire?
Zaire sounds good.
He's right, Zaire.
He's right.
Word.
Thought I would do that. B.A. Penguin's in the chat room. Holmes is in there. Hoggy as well, who finally posted his picture up on the House of Mugs thread that we've got over at Evil Avatar. Him and the wife, yeah, posted up the picture. Wearing, of course, his Lambda shirt. Praying for Rain 7 in there. Space Angel, be Becky. She's in the chat room tonight. Straxmus, well, that's you. Psycho, that's me. Xerxes in the chat room as well. Agort's in there. Manitouk, Slipstream, all the way from Belgium, who just recently returned to Belgium from his trip to Austin, Texas. Illuminator in the chat room as well. Disgustipated just joined us. The Girl. Who Slipstream was visiting. Shodan 2020. I should say it's the girl and Bone, because, you know, they're both pretty much there. Shodan 2020 in the chat room. Mike O'Hara, who just called. Fate Fodder as well. Caliquin is in the chat room. Dr. Finger, who called in a minute ago. Ghost Bear and Zilladana in the chat room as well. So, yeah, I didn't need help with your name, Manitouk. It's pretty easy. There was nothing I could screw up on. Although you'd be surprised at some of the simplest things that I can screw up.
Like answering a phone?
The phone, for one thing. Yeah. Dude, just answer the phone.
We need a Velociraptor to answer the phones.
I got a feeling our title is going to involve a Velociraptor in some way.
I bet Dana could sound like a Velociraptor.
Does she do a Velociraptor impression?
I don't think she's paying us anything.
She's not paying attention. You know what she's doing? She's playing Professor Layton.
She's playing Layton.
Yeah. She just realized we're talking about
it. I see what you do there.
She's playing Professor Layton in the... So if you'd like to interrupt her game of Professor Layton, 334-272-9228.
Oh, she has something to say.
I will interject with a complaint.
What's your complaint?
How is putting matches in the shape of a squished dog fun?
I don't know. I haven't gotten to that puzzle yet. I bought it over the weekend. I bought Professor Layton.
Spoilers!
Oh, my
God.
I don't know.
Spoilers there.
But yeah, I bought Professor Layton over the weekend. I've yet to even crack the shrink wrap on it, the cellophane. on the thing to even play it. And I found it cheaper somewhere else, and so now I'm debating on returning it and getting it for much cheaper than what I paid for it. So, but yeah, I do want to play it. I know Dennis brought his DS, another Cobalt Blue owner.
Yes.
Daniel brought his, but he's, of course, in the studio with us, and he let Dana play Professor Layton on his Cobalt Blue. You owned a DS before the Cobalt, right?
My fiance does.
Okay. What does she have? What color?
She has just plain white.
Just the plain white. Do you notice a difference in screen brightness?
Not really.
That was the big thing. Whenever the red one, black.
Yeah.
And they say it carried over into the Cobalt, the blue one as well.
I haven't done a side by side comparison, but
you should do
that. Let us know.
Okay.
Because that was the big complaint.
Bring them both in here so we can all check it out.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
You should do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But that was the big complaint was that, you know, new colors, but especially the red and black, EVAV, really kind of want that.
Yeah.
But they said the screen brightness was different. It's a different screen manufacturer or something like that for the for those two new versions. I don't know, but there's a brightness difference. Some people have said they noticed it, and then I've seen pictures, obviously, that can be doctored, where there is a visible difference. And so I'm just kind of curious how that is. So anyway, if you've got two of them, if you're out there and you've got the two different versions, the usual DS lights and one of the new colored versions, give us a call. Let us know. Is there a difference? 334-272-9228. We're going to take a commercial break here, and then when we come back, we'll go over some more news here and have lots more to talk about coming up here on Evil Avatar Radio. Welcome back to Evil Avatar Radio here at 1170 WACV. Because I hung up on Mike O'Hara, I thought I would play some music from Command & Conquer Generals there. So that's what that is there. And again, sorry for everybody I was hanging up on tonight. Apparently that's what I do. I screw up people's names. I hang up on people. That is my function.
You need to put that on your business card. Scott Benton, the one who hangs up on people.
That would be great. All right, so let's go around the room here and find out what everybody played this weekend. There was a lot more news, actually, and maybe we'll go over it a little bit later. But and again, really wish we had James here. But yeah, go ahead. What did you play this past weekend, Jeremy? You had the kid this weekend, right?
I had the kid this weekend, yeah.
So did you play anything other than blocks?
Yeah, Easter Egg Hunt.
Oh, Easter Egg Hunt.
Man, Easter Egg Hunt is great with an almost 4-year-old, especially when they hide the eggs. Because then
you made them go hide the eggs?
No, she wanted to hide the eggs. I mean, I hid the eggs first, then she wanted to hide the eggs. So she hid them, and I came outside. She's like, look, Dad, I hid one over here. And look, I hid one over here. It was so adorable. It was great.
I hear the learning curve on Easter Egg Hunt. It's pretty steep, though. Like, it can be kind of rough.
What did you play this past weekend? I know what you did. Let's just move over to Dennis. What did you play this past weekend?
I played Condemned 2.
Okay. We did this during the week, and again, I wish James was here because he's the one that actually played it.
Yeah.
And so, but Wednesday, was it Wednesday? When did we do this? Wednesday night or Tuesday night? When did you come down? You didn't come down Wednesday because you had the group thing on Wednesday.
Right.
It was Tuesday night.
Was it Tuesday or Thursday?
It was not Thursday.
Okay, then it was Tuesday.
Yeah, it was not a Thursday. But yeah, so it was Tuesday night. You came over. Zilla Dana was out of town, and it was just me, James, and Jeremy, and we turned on the webcam. Some of you guys got to see this, some of you didn't, but and we're going to start doing this from now on, but the group of us finished off Condemned, and we did it live, basically, and we were getting messages while we were playing. You're like, oh, you're at the Apple Orchard.
Yeah.
or the Apple Maggot Farm is what we were calling it for some reason, but yeah. There's some good scares there, yeah. It was a little rough. It was a little rough, but yeah. That was a lot of fun. That was a ton of fun. How are you liking Condemned 2?
Oh, it's great. It's awesome.
Is it going to be fun for us to play it in a group and broadcast it live again?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah?
It's just coming right at the start. It just knocks it out of the ballpark, I think.
Yeah, we finally beat Condemned, and then we went back and we beat it a second time just to get the other ending. Because with James, like, his first reaction was, you know, you're given the choice at the end.
Yeah.
And it's James.
Oh, cool.
And that's his, you know, obviously. So, yeah, we went back and we got the second ending that you're supposed to get. So we tried them both out. Of course, you get the very final scare ending, regardless of what you do. And I'm interested to see how that plays out. How's the story carrying over?
It's carrying over very good. I saw this today on Panger K's. Tycho's complaining about it kind of gives you a bit more information than you'd really expect. It sheds some light on the mysteries that were brought up in Condemned.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you really can't fault them for that because you got to kind of play fair with the audience here and not just leave everything in the dark.
Yeah.
So well, they reveal a bit of the background of exactly what's going on.
Okay.
But I don't think it detracts from the game at all.
Yeah.
Or the storyline.
Good, good, good. Well, that's something we're going to be doing, and we will be we will only do that game in group sessions. and James will be the only one to play it.
See, I can't stand that. I would have to play it.
I don't know. See, we were going through, when we went through that, and Jeremy can attest to this. When we were going through that, we were wondering how you did this by yourself. The bathroom that we had to walk through.
Yeah.
Remember where the stalls on either side? And we're like, oh,
yeah.
Crap, something's bound to happen here. and then you started hearing these weird things, the little school, the kids and stuff, and then the figure shows up. So, we were looking at this. We're like, how did he do this by himself?
Man.
And I sent a message to Tycho because he was playing it. He was playing Condemned 2. And I was like, dude, you play that by yourself in the dark? He's like, yes, yes, I do. It is a bad idea.
It really, truly is.
So so that's something we're gonna be doing. I don't know if we're gonna get around to it this week. I don't know when we're gonna get around to it, but we're definitely gonna do it. And we're not gonna take as long as we took on Condemned to finish
not.
It. No.
You need to go through this game.
No, we're not gonna do that.
It's quite worthy of your time.
But yeah, that was a lot of fun. So like during the week, that's what we did. We did that. We played some Rainbow Six Vegas 2, which I gotta say I love. I don't know if any of you guys are planning on picking it up other than Daniel, but I love Rainbow Six Vegas 2. I've had a wonderful time with it, especially putting my face on my game character, which the last time I did that was, you know, hilarity for everyone involved, and this time hopefully is no different for anyone else. You're so bored. I don't know if anybody saw that on the webcam, but he's playing with his little paperclip thing that makes it,
I know. Do it every show. I can't help it.
Yeah.
My hands have to be doing something. So.
Exactly.
And when I'm looking at the chat room, I can't be doing anything on a web browser, so
they
do things with a paperclip.
So, yeah, I'm loving Rainbow Six Vegas 2. I mean, it's got, I don't know if it's, I guess it's got its problems. There were some we talked about on the trip on Saturday. You know, your
player co-op, I heard, was kind of a...
On the PS3, there's a problem.
Oh, okay.
That's on the PS3, they're having some really bad problems. Me and Nick got into a co-op game. I didn't have any problem with it, with the co-op game. Yeah, other than the fact that you can only do it two-player.
Boo.
Yeah. But still, it's still a lot of fun. I love it. I really do like this one. I think I like this one better than the first. The addition of the sprint button helps. The fact that when you tell your guys to clear a room, they really clear the room. They don't just step into the doorway, look around, and be like, all right, it's clear. If there's another doorway in front of them or a hallway, they will go to the end of that hallway, look around. They'll be like, okay, that's clear. If there's another doorway, they'll go into it, an open door anyway. They'll go into that, clear that room out, and say, okay, it's clear. I love the fact that they're doing that as well. So, got a lot of good things going for them. They really do, and it's great. So, if this is something you're thinking about picking up, you should do it. So, there you go. What else did we do this weekend? Well, we saw Jonathan Colton.
Yes.
We took a trip to Atlanta. It was me. It was Zilla Dana, Fishbang, well, James, who I think is here now. Daniel, who's in the studio with us, and Turbo Kenny came down, and we all went to see Jonathan Colton and Paul and Storm. Who, surprisingly enough, Paul and Storm? Great.
Awesome. Very awesome.
Loved them. They were great.
Really good.
And maybe I loved them more for the fact that I won. They sent out the clipboard, and everybody would put their name and their email address to get on their mail list. Mm-hmm. And they said at the end of the show, we'll pick a name from here.
It's awesome.
So the guy goes up, and he's like, okay. His partner, Storm, he's like, okay, pick a number between 1 and 2. He's like, I think I'll go with 2. He's like, all right. So he grabs that clipboard. He's like, okay, pick a number between 1 and 4. I think I'll go with 2. He's like, okay, now pick a number between 1 and 26. I think I'll go with 2. And I was like, Scott Benton in here? I was like, oh, my God. There's another story that needs to go with that. We'll tell it during the after show.
That's always worthwhile there.
Yeah. There's, you know, I was telling Turbo Kenny this. I was telling about the fact that interesting things happen when we go on trips. Like, I'll go on a trip with maybe one other person, and that same interesting thing won't happen. What'd you do?
Nothing.
God, you're a fidgeter.
Tell your story.
We'll go on trips, and, like, things will happen. But I get a certain group together, and we go somewhere. Just odd things happen. We were driving along to Atlanta, and this motorcycle guy comes up on the... on the off... Whatever, where you pull over.
Yeah, the shoulder.
The shoulder, yeah. I'm thinking it's not the median, it's the something else. It's the shoulder. It's like zooms by, and I'm like, man, that guy's in a hurry. But no, there's a reason he's in a hurry, because there's a police car chasing him through
excellent
I-85 traffic. And we think the biker got away. We think he did. He got way ahead of us. And then we saw the police car, like, turning into the median, apparently giving up the chase. But, yeah.
Man.
And there, we'll talk a little bit more about that in the after show, I guess. But, yeah, we did that. What else did I play? I played Rainbow Six Vegas. I bought Professor Layton, but I haven't played it.
I just started mine.
It's tough, man. I've got it at the house, and I'm like, I could take it back and get it for cheaper. Because there's another store that's got it on sale for, like, $26 compared to the $35 that I paid. And so I'm like, well, maybe I could get it from there. And I'm thinking about taking it back and doing that. So, I bought Diner Dash for Sarah, which she didn't play either. So, got that. Oh, goodness. Mike, what did you do previous? What did you do last weekend?
Last weekend I tried to play some more Saga. And decided I shouldn't have done that.
Tried to play some more Saga.
What else did I play last weekend? I spent a lot of time playing the World of Goo beta build because I pre-ordered that, and so I think that's going to be a good PC or Wii. If you've got a Wii, it's going to come out on Wii too.
Of course, if you want to pick up the World of Goo T-shirt, you can go to Target.
Exactly, they've got the indie game shirts at Target, which I think is neat. I haven't gone to Target yet to see if they have them here, but
As a hint, that's where I'm going to get my Professor Layton for cheaper.
Ah,
Target, $26. But yeah, go ahead.
But So, yeah, I spent a lot of time with... Actually, my friend John, who's an architecture major, played a lot of World of Goo and became rabidly obsessed with the game. I just blew through the levels that are in the demo build for pre-orders. I just kind of was like, all right, I completed it. Good, I'll move on to the next one. But he had this obsession where he had to capture every tiny little goo ball possible out of the level, so... I think it's one of those things that you could easily spend hours and hours playing, or you could play it pretty lightly.
Mm-hmm.
So, but for $20 on PC, it's hard to go wrong.
Yeah, but it's no Raptor Safari.
Well, I mean, it's not free, and it is no. There are no raptors. So, what can I say? I mean, if you're looking for raptors, it's not the place to go.
That'll but be
if
a
you're looking
great
for
surprise in there. Call it World of Goo and raptors. That's all it is.
Yeah. I'm gonna say if they listen to this, they may put them in there. But the art in it is great, too. I think the art style is really good in there, so that's fun.
Anything else you played?
Well, it's a World of Goo, and it's a well-known fact that a lot of dinosaurs got trapped in tar pits, which is a type of goo, so I would be surprised if there were not raptors somewhere in this World of Goo.
You're reaching for it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see, what else happened this week? Just hitting some high points of the new stuff here. The Tom Clancy MMO was announced on the same day that Tom Clancy sold his name to Ubisoft for $30 million.
Man, I'll sell my name right now for about $10,000 if anybody wants.
I'll take
That's
dinner.
True.
You want buy me dinner? You can put it on whatever you want. I don't really care.
Yeah, it's I haven't read the story. So does this relate to like his name? I mean, if he writes a book now.
Well, he hasn't written a book in years.
He hasn't, but isn't he working on one?
I don't really know. I haven't seen him come out with any... from what I've seen, it looks like he is riding his fame wave until it crashes and throws him as far on the shore as he gets. I don't think he has any intention of ever probably creating his own entertainment. Again.
Maybe that's why he sold his name.
Which, yeah, I think it really is. I think it's why he just said, you know what, just keep throwing games out there with my name in front of it, and I'll take your millions of dollars. Thanks.
Well, I think he's done, though. I think once he sold his name, it's like, okay, you don't get residuals anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
He sold it for like a period of 3 years, didn't he? Did I read that
really
correctly?
Either.
So they got to pay him another 30 and 3 and
either
3
or, it's a fat check. I mean, I'm like, you can pay me that. I'm not going to ask for more, that's for sure. Plus, I think it's only to, like, digital media rights, like entertainment games, stuff like that. Yes. So he's still got all these book series that he has other people write for him that have his name on him, like NetForce and OpsCenter, and now the Endwar book, which I read, which was very bland. But
so hope it doesn't carry over into the game.
Yeah. Which is, you know, I mean, the game I'm looking forward to. I think I want to see how they do the voice control for an RTS. I think it may, if they do the voice control right, it might make me want to play an RTS on a console if it's done well.
Yeah.
Because the whole problem is I don't feel like I have the precision control that I need in an RTS with a controller at any kind of decent rate of speed, I should say. So I think if they can do the voice commands well, it'll be a good thing. Which is kind of why I picked up the book in the first place, which is to see kind of the backstory, which was a mistake because the book's not that great. It's like, you know, watching Bad Boys. It's not going to be a revolutionary film by any means, but
you're going to see a lot of car crashes.
It will entertain you explosions. for the period that it is in front of you. You will be entertained, but after that, you will be left with nothing.
Oh, what else do we have here?
Bad Company.
You want to talk about Bad Company?
I really want to talk about Bad Company.
All right, we got 5 minutes.
All right, 5 minutes. Okay. The Bad Company microtransaction weapons. Now, from what I've read, it looks like the microtransaction weapons are either going to come with the collector's edition, or the gold edition, as they're calling it, of the game, or you can purchase them as microtransactions, you know, if you bought the standard version. If they don't add gameplay advantage, I think that's a great idea. I think being able to...
There's an explanation on the front page of EVAV.
Right. I think being able to get some of the collector's edition content if you want it at your own pace, you know? Say, I don't want to shell out all the money for the gold edition. I just want to, you know, get this one weapon. Then I'm kind of for that. If there's no gameplay advantage, I don't like people paying for gameplay.
At launch, there will be 10 weapons available through Xbox Live or PlayStation Network that are not in the box. Before you panic, 5 of those will be free. 5 retailers offer an exclusive pre-order weapon in the months to come. Each of those weapons will become available at launch for free. Another 5, however, will not. These 5 will be exclusively bundled with a to-be-announced gold edition of the game. Think of the Gold Edition as another term for the many limited edition versions of games we've seen recently. These weapons are readily unlocked for gamers who purchase the Gold Edition, but everyone else will need to pay. Furthermore, Electronic Arts tells MTV that all of the weapons of the game are balanced, and the weapons you get via the Gold Edition or DLC will not unbalance the gameplay, only provide more options.
All right. If they perform and act the exact same as other existing weapons in the
game...
What's
the point?
Then... Fine, I don't care. But yeah, then what's the point? Then why would anybody?
Well, it's
buy
an aesthetic
them?
Choice. It's like buying costuming.
Yeah, if it's just horse armor,
is
you know, fine. All right, some people will buy it, I'm sure. But I don't know the way that press release reads. I'm not sure that I believe that. They may be saying that, but is that what they're saying, or are they saying that? No, it's still perfectly balanced, even though other people have these weapons and you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think we'll have to see how it works itself out. It could be a good idea, or they could completely screw it up.
It's either something that will make me avoid the game like the plague, or I'll just go, meh, whatever. You know,
and how much will they cost? There's no price point set on that.
That's true. That's
how
another
much is
issue.
It going to cost?
Because I refuse to go anywhere near a game that has... You know, a multiplayer game that has weapons that you have to purchase to get.
Any kind of gameplay advantage for people that have more money than me.
Yeah. I refuse. I won't do it. But if it's the exact same weapon, if it performs the exact same fire rate, damage, all things are equal except for aesthetics. All right, fine. Got no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it comes down to. Which is it?
Exactly.
I need it spelled out because I don't know. The press release doesn't make it clear to me.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. So.
See, I talked about that in under 5 minutes.
No, you did a great job. You did a great job. Tomorrow we get the Halo 3 Heroic Map Pack for free if you want to pick that up for Halo 3. I don't play Halo 3 anymore. I don't know that I ever will get back into Halo 3 anymore.
Why? There's Call of Duty 4.
There is. There's
and
plenty of others.
And now Vegas 2.
Man, well, see, Vegas 2, what I look forward to in Vegas 2, right, I'm loving the story so far. I'm loving at least going through the single-player campaign kind of by myself. I'd love to have another co-op partner to go through that with. It's probably a lot of fun, especially at the point that I hear later on when they split you up and make you do it by yourself. Having another person go through that with me, I like that. I've never liked the tactical shooters where they make you do it by yourself. I've always liked having that group. But, you know, anyway. But the fun of Rainbow Six Vegas has always been Terrorist Hunt. That's
oh,
what
yeah.
we got our money's worth out of on that first one.
Yeah, maybe you. I was in it for the co-op.
Well, Terrorist Hunt...
Terrorist Hunt is the co-op. That's when we all four got together
not,
and we did Terrorist Hunt.
It's not the co-op campaign, though.
No, it's not. I understand that.
That's why I enjoyed Vegas.
I spent hours on Terrorist Hunt in Rainbow Six 2.
Yeah.
In Athena Sword.
With that down to two players, I can't do it.
Well, that's going to do it for the show tonight. We will be back with episode number 100 next week. And we got the after show coming up. Thanks. Good night, everybody.
I saw your messages and you were like, well, fuck you. We're going to go to the store or whatever.
No, I didn't say
that. Yeah, you did. Yes, you did. I got it written down. It said, you're a colossal douche for not answering my messages, and I'm going to the store.
No one cares about you. No one likes you.
Right. No, I'm just saying, like, I never saw them. I logged off, and I was like, well, shit. So I put in the game, and I looked for you, and you weren't there, and I never saw you again.
Oh, damn it. I'm sorry.
That's why we didn't. So there you go. I don't know if you explained it earlier. Here we go, a whole week, and we did not actually get to play co-op for Rainbow Six Vegas 2, but that's why. Because I don't know what the fucking problem was, but I didn't see any of your messages.
I put off talking about what we did over the weekend, because I thought, well, maybe James will show up and, you know, talk about Rainbow Six Vegas. We can talk about going to see Colton and, you know, everything else. And he can talk to us about his playing Condemned 2.
Did you play Condemned 2?
Yeah.
You're a dick. Didn't we talk to you about how this is supposed to work? Now you can't be a part of the thing that we're going to do.
Sure I can.
No,
I
you can't.
Say anything.
I just said you can't.
Fuck you. The mighty hammer has come down. Oh my goodness.
I just said you can't. It can't happen now.
I wasn't speaking editorially or anything. I was. It was an absolute, my friend. Crown with the thing in my hand, and I did this. So there you go. No, it's fine. Whatever. You just have to keep your fucking mouth shut.
I will.
Did you buy that?
No, I didn't.
You were at the store yesterday.
I was at the store.
Why didn't you buy that?
Because I bought the other games. But when are we going to get together?
What other games? What games?
I was like, why did you say my name? I'm sitting right here. It's like, what?
You put what?
Becky asked who you were.
What is that?
It's a DS game.
Oh. Okay.
UA tables.
Why don't you have that? Is that like that Flash game you used to play?
I have it on my phone.
Oh, really?
It's not that exciting.
Okay, I don't know.
I had it on the PC.
Is that the one?
So waiting table sounds like something you would really like.
And do more customer service.
You make me coffee.
Yeah, I know.
I don't even ask for it, and you're making me coffee.
I'm totally prepared at the first instance of, hey, we're going to do it this day. It'll be like, all right, I'm buying it right then.
When do you want to do it?
Whatever day you've got available. I think you need to wait until tomorrow to find that.
I'm off tomorrow night.
Okay.
Man, I might have a lot of days available. Probably not.
Tomorrow night's probably your best bet.
I can't really do it. I do have tomorrow off, though.
Okay, so we want to try tomorrow. Danny, you're the reason we didn't play yesterday.
That's true. When do you have off? I'm sorry. I forgot that my schedule's immaterial to this
night.
Discussion. You want to do it tomorrow?
Tomorrow night.
Brilliant, it's done.
I won't be off till night, but I'll be off.
Jeremy, can you make it tomorrow?
Tomorrow night?
He might have a lot of time as well.
I don't see why not.
You want to get on this too, Daniel? Not that you're...
Sure.
Actually, but you're invited.
I'm off tomorrow.
Well, you agree with a lot of what I say, so you're always invited.
I get the gavel of acceptance.
That is a super hint as to how you can maintain this relationship.
Right. Just agree with me.
Yep.
Not like as like a sycophant or anything, because I can't stand that shit.
No, not like a yes man kind of thing.
I want you to think about it for a minute and then still agree with it.
Okay, right. Pretend that I actually have to consider the opinion first.
Yeah.
All right, I can handle it.
Yeah, the illusion that you're actually weighing it against some other idea.
Yeah.
I'll go by and return my copy of Professor Layton to get my money back so I can buy it cheaper at Target to get condemned.
There you go. Yeah. It's done.
So yeah, it's simple.
And I love just coming to the studio and getting shit done. It's a good feeling.
No, love doing that. Love doing that.
So what did I miss? What did I miss? Was it a great show? I'm sorry
it
I wasn't
was a
here.
Great show. It was the best show ever.
That's nice.
Everybody said I was so much better than you. And
did they really?
No.
Did they listen to what you said? I
don't think they probably
didn't. We talked too much until towards the end there. We talked about the battlefield.
Well, it's because, like, my 360's dead. It's, I don't...
Then we talked about the best game ever that will crash your computer.
Which is what?
Raptor Safari.
Raptor.
Off-road Velociraptor.
Off-road Velociraptor. It's a browser game.
It's a flash game.
It's fun. I like
it. During the show, and so it kind of became a...
The first thought in my head when you said that, and this is, like, apropos of nothing, well, except raptors, I suppose...
Fair enough.
The main themes, right?
That, I was about to say. That's a show title.
You were there, right, when we played Trespasser? Please tell me you were a part of Trespasser. Oh, my God. Holy shit. Trespasser, the Jurassic Park?
I've heard of it.
Game? Man. Where's Kevin? Oh, my God. Awesome. It took three of us to play that game.
Oh, I remember you telling the stories about it.
First off, you were a chick, right? There you go.
All right, I don't remember that part of anything, but...
And then you were voiced by Minnie Driver, and there was no UI, and you had an arm, right? You didn't have, like, guns, you had an arm. And then you would look down, and there were your boobs, and you had this tattoo of a heart, and that
but
was your health.
But you could look down and see...
And you had your boobs, and then right there was a heart, and that was where your health was. But it was like this...
On your tattoo.
Yeah, it was awesome. And, but that was the last thing that was awesome.
That was it.
And it was like, I don't know how to describe it other than to say it took three people to play this game. Like, it ran like a fucking turd, and it was like supposed to be the paragon at the time of physics engines as implemented into first-person shooters. Yeah. And you had like these very strange controls over the... positioning of the arm and the holding of guns and things. You didn't just like point a cursor, you know, and lay your crosshairs over a target and shoot the gun. You had to like really like manipulate this arm. You were like a fucking mission specialist on the International Space Station manipulating this arm. It wasn't just point and click. And God, it was fucking ridiculous, man. It was only brilliant because like I seriously remember like me, Hoggy and Bullet Food, I believe it was, all three like controlling this game because it was so cumbersome. And then there were raptors, and you tried to shoot at them, and you'd miss entirely because you were, you know, you didn't have enough guys, apparently.
You needed that fourth dude.
That was really great, though. God, what a great thing, man. That was one of those games that, like, oh my God, this is out, let's check it out, you know, because we all worked at the game store, and it was like, what a bad idea.
Xerxes just posted a coupon for Target, $5 off.
Of Trespasser?
No. Professor Layton, you can get it for $21 now.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I suppose I should have it.
It's getting better. So. Anyway, we talked about that. What else did we talk about? We talked about Clark at the beginning, his passing. The new Sonic game that was sort of leaked and then announced. What else did we talk about? Why is it always a blur?
Just we had two callers.
You did.
Yeah. Two whole callers.
Dr. Finger and Michael.
He hung up on both of them.
Yes. He made a special point of doing so.
No, not really. Total accident, but apparently that's my trademark now, is to hang up on our callers. Anyway, anything else? What else did we talk about? We talked a little bit about the trip to see Colton, and we talked about Paul and Storm, who I had never heard before, but were great.
Really good.
It's, you know, it's not often.
That's why you say you had no story about that.
In any particular thing, when you're going to see somebody, it's always great when the opening act is worth the price of admission. Like, I'd have paid to see you. That's great. This other guy, he's great too. But I'd have paid to see you, and I don't even know who the hell you are.
Yeah, they were really good.
They were very, very cool. They were exactly what you want in front of Jonathan Colton. Yeah, aside from like the guitar and the microphone.
Well, yeah.
Well, together
yeah.
with Jonathan Colton.
That's true. That's just true. I enjoyed
they
the
very funny
when they were all on stage. Of course, we came up with a theory about concert T-shirts too while we were there, that I think really summed a lot of things up. Because if you know, and I'm worried I may offend people. Not really though.
I really swear
but,
to God, it's what I do here.
Yeah, yeah. So we decided because we were talking, if you go to a concert, buy a T-shirt, and then immediately change into that T-shirt.
Oh, because there was the guy.
Oh, there was the guy.
Yes.
If you go to the concert,
who said he
buy the T-shirt, especially before the show. Like, if you go who buy the T-shirt before the show starts and immediately change into the T-shirt, that's crossing the line.
You're doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah, yeah, you're doing it wrong.
I feel, and I'll just say this, as far as T-shirts go, I felt like you did a good thing. I felt like your choice of T-shirt matched perfectly both the tone and the quality of the performance. I thought you did the right thing. It was even, you know, I don't know, relevant to one of the songs.
But yeah, well, I mean, which I didn't know.
But it wasn't, like, about that, so that was great. You don't, you know, if you feel like you've made the wrong choice with T-shirts, really just live up to it. Your best bet, wear a T-shirt that doesn't say anything.
That's true. That's always safe.
That's what I do.
Or black.
I'm too scared to be wrong. Like I'm too afraid of taking the wrong branding stance on something, so.
I hear they shoot if you get it wrong.
That's all, you know. I played it safe and went the black T-shirt. However, my other clothing snafu was the big fucking giant hole.
The crotch hole.
Right.
The crotch hole was. Yeah. Well.
I don't understand that, and
I'm sure
this has nothing to do with the fact that I may or may not have inadvertently stared at your crotch a number of the hundred fucking times you brought it up. It wasn't like a well-worn hole. It didn't look like the knee of my jeans does right now. It was like
it felt like that though.
I don't know this.
It was like you caught that shit as you were. It was like you tore it as you were jumping over a fence.
It's almost like
That's
you intentionally like. Cut it.
It is.
And like you were thinking, how can I make? How can I make going to the bathroom quicker?
How can I make this evening about me? I'll just stick a penknife through my crotch.
It might be hot.
Shut up about it.
It might be hot there in the theater. How can I get better ventilation? Problem solved. If only you could have brought like a little PC case fan. And
well, if it wasn't enough to make the hole in my pants about me, then I won the contest.
Yeah.
In the middle of the crowd.
And you got a moon pie.
A hole in my pants.
You got a moon pie and
I got a moon pie and a pirate pack.
Pirate pack.
And a t-shirt and a CD.
And then a
You didn't get a parrot.
I got a CD.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't get a peg leg either.
No, I didn't get a peg leg. I got a hook.
Was there an eye patch in there?
There was a hook and eye patch, a compass, a gold earring.
Some coins.
Gold coins, too?
And some coins.
Gold.
Yeah.
Compass that didn't work. Let's point that out.
Yeah. Did really?
It didn't work.
I didn't check.
No, I checked. I completely checked.
That was great, though. That was wonderful.
I was telling him, I was talking to Turbo Kitty Sarah about this yesterday. I was like, or maybe on the ride back from dropping you guys off, was that we go on trips like this with almost any other group, and like, or with just one other person, like me and her go take a ride somewhere. Weird shit doesn't happen, but when we're all together, we get a police chase, a hole in the crotch, and I win a prize.
I'm so angry at that cop
for not.
The more I think about it, nothing
chase.
Crazy happened. He just gave up.
Yeah, he gave up.
Well, here's the thing, though. Yeah, I think the guy made it to the exit. And if you make it to the exit, it's almost home free. If you're
yeah, except, I mean, they have these radio things, and then they call and they're like, dude, there's this guy and he's running. So then the other cops go to where they go, and then you don't just, like, turn around and go away. You sort of, like, cover in case they're doubling back. That's what I'm thinking.
That's what I was thinking. I was, you know, but I'm thinking maybe the other cops are doing something else.
Right.
They might be chasing their own motorcycle guys or be in the middle of writing a ticket or something, you know?
Yeah, I was really upset that guy could get away with it.
I did make me sad.
I can't get away with anything. That's what makes me angry.
Yeah. I almost guarantee if he was in a...
You're just envious.
If he was in a car...
Yeah, but like so much that I'm angry.
If he'd been in a vehicle...
There's no way.
He would not... There's no way he would have gotten away.
Especially in traffic that thick during the construction, could totally easily get away.
And if he jumped over to the shoulder to get off on the exit, the cop was kind of stuck in the left-hand lane because there are all the cars in the right-hand lane. He couldn't cut across to get to that exit. No.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah,
he was struck by a smooth criminal. What can we say?
We discover a new place to eat in Atlanta, which was nice.
The five spot.
Really good.
Props.
Well, it was really good.
Props to this five spot.
For being good.
Yeah, for being good.
You know
and
what?
Cheap, too.
You
it was like
ahead.
$7
You go
bucks,
ahead and
$8
have a side entrance. You
yeah.
know? Like, obviously, you're not cool enough to have a front entrance. That's why you weren't busy.
Seriously, like, dude, nobody was in that place
it
when we walked
totally
in.
Pissed me off. Because, like, hey, you're in 5 points. And you're like, whatever, it's 5 points. Like, its trend has outstripped its quality. Mm-hmm. But whatever, it is what it is, and that's where the thing is, so that's where you go. We want to get something to eat, so we go there. It's like every place is like 30 minutes deep, right? So that everybody can look really cool eating in the street front, the grungy,
yeah.
know, bullshit, carving on the table, look how I grew my beard like a crazy old biker sort of thing. Like, it's just completely fronting and being full of shit. And then so, like, Dana, who has... See, I gotta tell you, I was actually very worried. I'm very honestly, Dana has this amazing ability to like decide to like go to shady places. I will just go here. And it's like, you know, full of like Sith Lords and ninjas.
Stabby McKillerson's diner.
All sorts of like
come on in.
Horrible things. She just has this way of like, oh, this is great. We'll just go here. And it's like, you know, people who are like sharpening their knives. And I'm just like, seriously,
it's
this is not bar. Good. Yeah, it's that place. And I'm like, God damn it. It's just a scary guy out front, and it's like got a side door. There's probably a back door out of which they dump the bodies. It's horrible. Whatever. So we go in there, and it's like all the bartender waitresses are just cool as a cucumber. Completely nice, like totally.
I didn't even know if they were open. That's
totally
like,
engaging,
totally empty.
Wonderful. I mean, it's like scuzzy joint, but it's exactly the kind of place you want to go see some small band play. You know, great beer list. They're totally great. Really good service. Their sandwiches like totally rocked me. They were just brilliant sandwiches. Fucking dead. Because you can't go in through the front. I'm convinced it's because you can't go in through the front.
And there are no windows.
And there are no windows.
You no can't windows.
See in there. So what the hell's the point? Other than the brilliant sandwiches and wonderful service.
I had a great grilled
cheese. No, I'm saying.
That's
it was brilliant.
That made me sad, though. Like, after I got my sandwich, it made me sad that you had a grilled cheese.
You know what makes me sad is that I can't try their peanut butter sandwiches now.
Well, yeah. That's a shame.
Because if the grilled cheese, the simplistic grilled cheese that I had was that good...
They were out of peanut butter when we went, so...
Yeah.
They said they're taking it off the menu or something like that?
Oh, is that what they said?
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything past we're out of peanut butter. Anyway, whatever. It was great. It was great. And, like, the meal worked out, and I had a beer, and it was really nice, and I felt good. You know, I was able to pee, because we've been on the road for a while.
Yeah.
It was really great. And we walked, like, right over to the place, get in the line, and we sit down front at the table.
We were
too far
to
down
get
front.
Good seats, yeah.
Brilliant seats. And then I had lots and lots of beer while these guys played their music and made me laugh. And, you know, if you know me, I don't really like to be made to laugh. I resent it. Somebody stands up in front of me and says, you just gave me, like, many of your dollars, and I'm going to force you to laugh. That is absolutely not my idea of a good time.
But
so the fact that they succeeded, you know, it says a lot. I really, really enjoyed it. I enjoyed both of them. I would go out of my way to experience them again. Highly recommend it. The beer was also very good. I had lots of beer.
But yeah, it was good. Good fun times.
Well, it was well spent, and it was, like, worth, you know, because it's, like, we live in a weird place. See, because you can totally go up to Atlanta, and it's, like, 2.5 hours, you know, longer sometimes depending on circumstances. It's just enough that you can go and then do your thing and then come back in a day. But it's really more than you want to do. You wind up spending about 7 hours in a car, and that's on top of everything that you want to do there. So it really results in kind of an uncomfortably long day, too much time on the road. But it's just enough to do in a single day. So I don't like it, but we do it every now and then. It's better to stay over, but frankly, as far as one day with way too much time spent in a car is concerned, I was actually pleased. And I'm not well pleased very often. So. It was great. Huh? Loved it. Good weekend.
Should we call a boy now?
Nabokov? Yeah.
Did he go get food? I thought he made
He's back.
He's back now, so we're going to give him a call because we tried to do this. He was scheduled to be on the show that we were going to have.
About a million ago.
But then the tornado hit us.
Oh, well, you know.
We couldn't do that show, and that was the only scheduled time that he had available. So
tornadoes happen.
Yeah, tornadoes will fuck your shit up.
They really will. He's not even, like, making a joke or anything.
By the way, our yard guy called. He didn't even know if you guys still live there anymore.
Oh, he didn't? Well, no. We haven't talked to him.
And then he couldn't find the house because your neighborhood's different.
I was just thinking today, I was
he's
like...
He's like, I'm looking for the tree, but the tree's not there anymore.
Yeah, I was just thinking today, I was like, man, like, all this off-season rain, my yard's growing like crazy, I need to get in touch with him. I was like, I haven't heard from him yet.
I hadn't either, but he...
And I was going to ask you...
He hit our houses today, so... He's
did
got,
he really?
Yeah, he got our houses today.
That's good.
So...
I talked to him in a while.
Yeah, but, and I said, by the way, the front's painted too, so it looks different now.
It's like, totally different. Dude, I can't find my house. Because I'm used to looking for that pine tree.
So, anyway, let's get him in. 956. I shouldn't say that.
Help him out, Aaron. I can't figure the tone out on their own. Just tell them what they are.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
All right, good. I'm glad you answered.
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
Nothing.
Did you get some food? Did you get food? What did you get?
I had a chicken pot pie.
That's really good. I like pot pie a lot.
I don't because it has peas in it.
I'm sorry about that. I don't. Peas are strangely one thing that I actually don't hate.
Wow.
I'm a fan of peas. I really don't understand the problem with them. But that's okay.
Where are we calling you at? Where are you at?
I'm in Southern California.
Okay. I didn't know where that area code went to, so nice to know now.
The other side of the United States.
Exactly. So what's going on today, man?
Oh, dude, it's Monday. I'm so tired. When you guys were starting the after show...
Do what?
When you guys were starting the after show...
Right.
You guys were talking about messages in Oblivion...
Messages in
Oblivion. Oh, yeah. I was playing Oblivion for like all day yesterday, and Scott apparently messaged me like 3 or 4 times to play Rainbow Six, and I never got any of them. I never saw any notifications of messages.
Yeah, you're talking about PS3, right?
No,
I'm talking about the 360. I was actually on the 360.
We're talking about the 360, yeah.
Oh, really? Because every time on the PS3 when you connect to a game, it'll kick you off online.
Oh, that's weird.
Every single time.
Weird. Oh, so when you play a game, it kicks you offline.
Yeah, and then it'll reboot it, and that's why, like, sometimes you won't get messages, or if you're downloading something, it won't update until you get out of the game.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I just don't spend that much time on my PS3 playing games very much.
Yeah, not at
all. Oh, I know.
Yeah, he knows damn well how much time.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So what else is
Speaking
going
of
on
which,
for you?
Do you ever get Crash Bandicoot?
No, I still haven't gotten that yet either.
Oh.
I know, I'm sorry. So why don't you have a 360?
Me? Actually, I was going to talk to you guys about this. Because I've never had Xbox Live, but I've played on PC, so I know like what kind of features I have. But what am I missing, actually? Like, besides the games?
Yeah. I don't know. What's he missing? By not owning a 360, but owning a PS3.
Or a Wii.
We'll leave the
nothing.
Wii out of it.
Yeah.
Nothing on the second count, my friend.
Yeah.
You're good drinking games if you count Wii Sports. That's all you really get out of the Wii.
You put all the work into it yourself.
Yeah.
But what is he missing out of the 360? About not owning a 360,
at
but owning a PS3.
At this point in time,
I think you may be...
The
community. Yeah. You may be missing the community to play with. But then again, you have the PS3... How often are you playing with members of the community?
I actually started Marvel Ultimate Alliance, and I've played probably 8 hours in the last week of online.
Yeah, so. There's a significant amount of there's a significant amount of shit to do online. It's entirely possible, though, to approach the 360 in a way that live doesn't really carry any weight. You know, I know a few people that have it, and they don't care. They like getting their title updates. They don't mind DLC. Occasionally, they might get online and play Halo, but that's it. I'm not exactly like that, and I'm not a terribly active participant in the online community. I'm always very nervous about it. I'm always very uncomfortable. Like, really like playing Call of Duty 4 with people, but I'm really like, I don't know that. You know,
they're going to like what I do. So I'm very, very nervous about playing sometimes.
They're going to like what you do? Kill them?
I don't want people to dislike me. That's the thing. Which is really funny from like a colossal asshole.
It's very funny.
It's whatever. It's fucking truth and I don't have to explain myself. But it's the point. So that's like I have a lot of trepidation about playing online. And it's exacerbated by the fact that it's freaking everywhere. Like there's always people wanting to play something. And it's almost like I could play. My options are unlimited, therefore my discomfort is always at a maximum. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, no.
But if
no.
you have any, it comforts me a great deal. And I will say, this isn't obviously something that will apparently only ever make sense to someone like me, but live makes me feel better in the same way that the MMOs make me feel better. I like to know there's people out there.
Mm-hmm.
I may not necessarily have any direct interaction with you, you know, and I might get nervous if you try to talk to me, but I like that you're there, you know, so in case I need you or something.
Yeah.
There you are. And it makes me feel really good that any moment, you know, should I need to satisfy that certain yen, there is an almost uncountable number of ways that I could participate in something online.
And I go, oh my god, a horse!
Oh my god, a horse!
Oh my god, a horse!
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, look at the recent story now where the PS3 is seeing some very, very horrible problems with Rainbow Six Vegas online. That were not...
That pissed me off, because I like Rainbow Six.
Well, you like Rainbow Six?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're not experiencing that on the 360.
The question is why? What's the difference? I don't even know.
I don't know, but PS3 is having some problems online. People are having problems with getting online with Rainbow Six Vegas 2 on the PS3. The 360 is working seemingly flawlessly. So there's that to look at. Not everybody on the PS3 can communicate with you. I mean, you may be able to play with them, but the whole game chatter isn't there, which for some people
that's an interesting, you know.
It's worse than you know.
That more people, you know, on the 360 have headsets, so
comes with their system.
Yeah, if you're playing with strangers, that's a bad thing.
Yeah,
right.
That's true.
If you're playing with the Evil Avatar community, it's a fantastic thing.
You need that.
And since those are the only people I play with anymore, I think it's a great thing, a great plus on the 360 side of things.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've got that going for you, because I played the Burnout demo online on the PS3, and I couldn't talk to, we'd set up challenges, but I couldn't tell anybody what to do, because they didn't have headsets, or mine wasn't configured right, or whatever the case, we couldn't communicate, because of that whole thing of like, well, we won't give you a headset, but anything Bluetooth will connect to us. Well, not everybody's adopted to that method. I'm sure you have, and that's fine. And this, again.
Oh, no, I hate Bluetooth. I bought the PS3i just so I didn't have to wear a headset.
Well, I don't know. I'm, you know, they've got their pluses, they've got their minuses. I there's some things I love about the PS3's interface, and there are some things that I hate about that. Number one right now is the no in-game XMB, no way to get back to my dash or get, you know, have access to that during the game process. That's retarded compared to the fact that I've been used to that on my 360 now. On my 360.
Now imagine someone who uses their PS3 to play games. and that's all I have.
No, I understand. That's actually a good point.
Yeah.
And then I'm going on to the PC where I can do voice chat. I can be on 5 different IM clients, do whatever I want. And I'm over here and I can't even say hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that it doesn't strike a very even balance. I mean, in terms of, you know, particularly being on live, but it does add a bit more real usability to being online. It becomes a practical thing, the fact that you're online, not simply a state of being that has no serious application. I can be online and not get messages from Scott when he wants to play a game.
Yeah.
That's a great feature.
But goddamn it, those messages are there.
Yeah, for you not to get.
For me not to get. I don't know what that was. I may have
There's also another part of it where on the PS3 there's this NAT issue, which is the whole you go on a game and it kicks you off and then it won't reconnect.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that everybody who has wireless has that problem.
No,
because
I was with,
they
This was a thing, yeah, at least for a while, through Live. I haven't heard of it being so widespread lately, but I guess it was around a year ago that we were actually having this issue during the
when
last spring
got
update.
When Live's got its headaches, man. Yeah. Live's got some major fucking headaches.
It's
when
true.
It's, got them.
It's true. And
anytime they push out an update.
Yeah, and they don't do any sort of significant tweaking to it other than twice a year, other than the seasonal updates. Mm-hmm. And if they... I mean,
when they do it, fuck it up every time.
Oh my God, is it fucked up? It was really, and I felt really bad because like we had driven a few friends into adoption
yeah, like,
of
the
system.
Same time, I was one of those.
Whole bunch of people was like, "No, you got it. You don't understand. You put the game in, you click the thing, you're playing the game together. It just works." And so all of our friends got the Xbox right about the time they were doing the spring update.
Well, they broke it clearly.
Totally screwed it up, and they're all like, you know, spitting and sputter and pissed off at, like, this absolute fiction that we had sold them about the quality of Xbox Live. Yeah. Scott and I are like, I don't know. It was working a week ago.
Let me bug you again for a second. What made you choose... Why did you get a PS3? Obviously, you had the option. Do I need to pick up a PS3 or a 360? What made you go PS3?
Motorstorm. Plain and simple.
Yeah?
What?
That's totally legitimate.
No, I know. I'm just trying to...
I thought you said what,
because
you didn't.
Well, no, because that's one game.
Man, that shit looked hot.
No, that game was bad when it came out.
No, yeah. I totally understand it, dude. That's how it's done a lot of times.
Yeah, but, I mean, the main reason for me choosing it was, you know, the hardware. Because yeah. I'm a PC guy, I want the one that's going to have, you know, last longer and all that stuff.
And, you know, what's funny is that argument was kind of the
first...
was sort of fought against for a long time about, like, well, yeah, here's your hardware, but here's, like, the, you know, here's a description of the actual functionality of the system versus the Xbox. And at the time, it was like, yeah, it is much better hardware. And I think a lot of us agreed early on that if you really wanted to examine what it actually was worth the money, if
yeah.
that's what you wanted. So it became a barrier to entry, a price of entry question. And now... that time has gone on a little bit more, and we've seen the way the two systems have played out. You can really say, if you were at all interested in it, because of the hardware, it actually was a much better investment. That it,
yeah.
strangely, coming from Sony, this may not seem to be the case, but it is actually rock solid hardware.
Yeah,
it is
yeah.
really, really nice hardware. It is swank. It is
especially if you picked up one that had that backwards compatibility.
Yeah, it was very
you know?
Sleek. I mean, their interface is brilliant. The system, while very large, is still. It sitting next to each other in my room, and then when I toggle them back and forth on my AV selector, don't strike me as even being philosophically related. It's like they're not there to do even remotely the same things.
Exactly.
The PS3 is a very serious piece of hardware. It's just, it has not been focused in the direction of playing or creating or generating enough fabulous game experiences. Whereas
yeah.
the Xbox is over here being the Fisher-Price UI... but delivering, for the most part, some pretty strong shit. So, still
right.
a weird question, but no, man, the hardware thing is still 100% legitimate. That very intimidating at some level. A very, very nice
piece. You said it's delivering that Fisher-Price UI, which we kind of give it a negative strike against, yet it's doing the online marketplace store thing. You know, it gets the positive over
yeah,
the stupid
PlayStation.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, but that's because they're getting it done. That's because of what's going on in the background.
Yeah,
that's
but then I can say that my computer does it 100 times better.
This is true, you could.
Well, yeah, but we were talking about PS3 360. If you wanted
yeah,
to clean
well, I know,
PC,
but I got to throw in that other card over there whenever I can.
It's see, the problem with that is that the comparison to the PC is both reasonable and unreasonable.
Yeah.
Which is why it has to be there. And why anytime it shows up, you have to say, like, well, these are the obvious differences. I mean, all right, look. Did you guys talk about the Call of Duty 4 maps?
No.
How do you not talk about this shit? Do you?
Because you're not there.
What are you going to... Oh, my God.
That's
like
why.
You don't even know what the fuck you're doing when I'm not here. Look, here's the... all right. I think this is an excellent, excellent topic for discussing the differences, not just between any two of them, but in all three of them.
Right.
Live is very good at doing this sort of thing. Now, here's some content. Here's a thing that everybody loves to play. It's got an amazingly active online community. Call of Duty 4 itself it is an extremely good game. More maps is a good thing. Then we have to think about how they're delivered. They're delivered through a service you're already paying for, which one sets it apart from its other two major competitors, the PS3 and the PC. I mean, because you're not paying for
free
that same sort of access. It would. This is exactly something that would be free on the PC side of things. Because whereas this kind of expansion content has been charged for, this small level of content has been charged for on the PC before, they've realized it's a total fucking disaster. It just doesn't work. On the PS3, it's an inherently free system anyway, so maybe paying for it isn't such a big deal. But on either one of those two, I don't have a problem paying them. I think it's worth it's $10. I've gotten so much out of these maps.
Oh,
and
yeah.
if they match the quality of these existing maps at all, it's worth the money. That's not the issue.
Not at all. I've spent untold amount of money buying downloadable content. $10 is nothing
to me. I got money.
Yeah. The problem is that as soon as you start charging for maps, you create two different player bases.
Yeah. Those that have it and those that don't. And I'm not, I suppose, if pushed to the point of making the choice, I will become a have. I would rather be a have than a have not. If I'm going to be playing with a player base that's been chopped more or less probably down the middle, then I'd rather be on the ones that are better than the other ones. That bisected group that has the maps rather than those that don't. Fine, but that completely sucks, and it's horrible. It diminishes the overall experience, even though you've added something of quality to the universe. And this is one of those cases where, although I am a huge proponent of paying people money for things they created, I think that you're better off taking the long view, which is to say you've increased the quality of your product, which increases the likelihood that they'll buy product in the future. It's great for everybody.
Not to mention, if you keep adding content to the game, its value keeps going up. You can continue to sell it at retail to new players.
Right.
And not decrease the MSRP.
Right. Which is what they're doing with the Game of the Year edition.
Online console titles already have a very short lifespan.
As good as they may be, you're right. There's a tendency to jump from one online experience to another. And I thought it was kind of unique that Call of Duty 4 has lasted so long. If you count the beginning of the Call of Duty online experience back to the beta, which I personally do, I feel like I've been playing it for a better part of a year, and I guess I have. But what's interesting is, even if you were required to pay for these things on the PC would best you in the respect that you're actually able to select all of your playing on the 360 is done through matchmaking. I don't get to choose my server.
Right.
I don't get to set parameters. And on the PC side of things, where it's all user hosted on your typical online FPS servers as done on the PC, you can set parameters for certain things. And if I felt like it, I could rent server space somewhere, I could rent a rack, host a server, and say, these are my parameters, this is what I'm running these custom maps, these official maps, or maybe I'm just running the base game for people that have not so great an internet connection, to haven't downloaded anything, whatever. And you could present that option, and it would still be available and wouldn't marginalize such a large group of people. But as was done with Halo 2, and this is why it's such a bad idea, the object example is already there. It will freaking bisect your player base. And that's just of the ones who stay. A great many will simply leave. They will put the game down, and they will walk away because
that's exactly where I'm at with COD 4.
You've begun to trend in a direction that's going to...
I'm ready to slap it on eBay. Yeah. Because
and that's what happened. That is exactly what happened with Halo 2. A lot of people walked away from it when you were required to pay for these maps in order to be on these certain servers. And it's like... So, yeah, it's brilliant that it's so easily distributed. I love that we're getting this, and I think that Live is the premier service for delivering it. I think it's fantastic. I think that it's great that it's here, but... We sure as hell wouldn't have this problem on the PC.
No.
So, I don't know.
And knowing that, Epic ran up against Microsoft when trying to give their maps away for free, it makes me, be like, why do I have a
PS3? Makes you wonder who's the culprit.
Maybe I should have a PS3 and play my online games on there.
Yeah, it's a serious question. And I'm just so upset that we haven't come to a more definitive answer about what things are supposed to be. I kind of thought we would. I'm optimistic.
Well, that's where you failed.
That's just totally unfair.
You're just full of contradictions, aren't you?
I totally thought we'd be at a more mature place with all of these things. I'm really upset that the PS3 isn't competing in a stronger way. Normal titles, whatever. I'm giving them a chance. They're actually making up some space. But in online, I just would have thought.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that it was something that they'd be able to generate, despite the fact that I never thought they'd get anywhere close to how Live is doing it.
Right.
By virtue of the fact that Microsoft has a one-generation head start. And I honestly didn't expect for Live to be exactly what it is. I was hoping for something that would operate a little more like the PC, and it doesn't. But aside from all of that, it is an active and... I mean, there is... With a significant friends list, which is something that's built into a community like Evil Avatar, there's a certain warmth and completeness to the environment of Xbox Live that I never really felt on the PC. And I had a lot of people that I knew on the PC, and I played with a lot of people there. But there's something just very, so very community about Xbox Live. And that feeling does not exist on the PS3. I mean, the PS3 is... I have a lot of elbow room, let's say, when I'm online in the PS3. And as you have pointed out, your options are limited. I mean, they make it hard to say hi.
Yeah.
You know?
And, like, the 360 makes it difficult to not swap howdies with somebody. I mean, it's...
makes it difficult to shut people up.
But
actually, no,
that's
it
what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That warmth and that sense of... I don't know, just like it's cozy, man, which may not be entirely the right word, but it's kind of how I feel. I like seeing that friends list, and it is inviting, and it does appeal to my ridiculous, simplistic lizard brain with its primary colors and curvy shapes and, you know, cute TiVo noises. I mean, whatever. And so it's where I spend my time, and I'm happy to see my friends online, and I'm really happy for them that they're playing whatever it is they're playing, and... You know, I love getting...
Yeah, it's
fun. I love getting messages from them.
We were playing Condemned, and we got messages from, you know, we got a message from you, we got a message from Heaven. You wanted to fucking have a private chat while we were playing the damn game.
Yeah. That was an accident.
Either way, no, it's great, though.
But you can do that.
It feels good.
And that's great.
And it's a level of, you know, personal connection through things that the PC never got from me. I felt powerful behind my PC. I did. I felt like there wasn't anywhere I couldn't go. There wasn't any game I couldn't at least participate in and develop my skill at. But it just never, you know, it was what it was. So, yeah, it's a simpler thing. It's, you know, it's dumber in a lot of ways. It's juvenile, and it's incomplete, certainly. But there are a lot of things about it, indistinct things, that I think are very right. And I do like it. And what would you get out of it? Well, the fact that I'd be really happy if you were there.
Aww.
As retarded as I am.
Yeah.
so
what
sweet.
What are you playing right now on the PS3?
I'm actually trying to finish MotorStorm.
Are you still putting in time on MotorStorm? That's right.
Yeah,
they had some downloadable content, didn't they?
Yeah, there's two like weekend packs, whatever. It's got four tickets with four races on each one.
Yeah.
And when my PC broke, I lost my save the first time, so I had to go through the single player again, and then I got a new hard drive. So I back everything up, and the only thing they didn't save was the DLC. So I'm going through trying to finish that and unlock all that stuff.
Yeah. All right, so you're playing MotorStorm. Well, that's great. That's a launch title, and I'm glad you're still enjoying that. That's pretty good. You know? Even though you didn't like Uncharted, so...
I don't know why.
It's okay. Please defend an unpopular position. I find I do it all the time. I don't understand it because I thought it was great. I completely enjoyed it, but I don't mind that you didn't.
What frustrates me more is that I like Layer so much.
Do what?
What pisses me off more is that I like Layer so much.
Oh, he likes Layer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and the real reason for that was because I was playing it nearly the same time, and the story in Layer was a lot more fleshed out than in Uncharted. And, like, in Uncharted, there was three bosses for no apparent reason. One of them dies for nothing, and it just a lot of it didn't make sense. It didn't go where I wanted it to go.
Yeah, that is understandable. Uncharted was a...
It was a mishandled, like, it was a mishandled story. It wasn't a great story. Brilliant characters, though. Some of the best characters who have ever inhabited a story that didn't really go anywhere. So maybe that was it. They were great people, though, man. And I, you know, how I feel about people. Like, I really liked all these people. And I rarely, television, movies, and video games, I think that women are, it is not just underrepresented, but so poorly represented when they are. And I'm not even saying that people don't respond to cliche as far as female characters, but I just don't like them a lot of times. I think they're made unlikable. They're turned into something that is more easily objectified because it's easier to objectify than to typically deal with them. Even like the chick, whatever her name was.
I've totally forgotten what it was, yeah.
Yeah, but I actually liked her. I was like, I totally don't hate you. And I'm surprised by that, but I'm willing to go with things, and I, you know, I respected her when she did the thing, the prison break thing, and I, you know, I liked her an awful lot. She could more or less shoot straight.
She wasn't annoying. She didn't get in the way. She didn't constantly regurgitate, where are you going? Why are we going here? Let's go get there, blah, blah, blah. She didn't constantly regurgitate that shit.
I liked her. Cool. I liked the old boy with the cigar. He was cool.
Sully. You know? I do remember his name. Sully. Yeah,
he was really cool. I liked all the characters. But I really, really enjoyed my time with them. And they totally charmed the shit out of me. So
yeah.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe I was totally willing to ignore an otherwise fruitless story to spend time with those great characters. But I will totally buy what you're selling. That Lair had a better story and a much better universe. And that it's probably a huge tragedy that it wasn't treated with more respect.
Kind of reminds me of Kane and Lynch.
Yeah.
Where it's just people, you know, it got the bad reputation through the Gerstmann thing on GameSpot. GameSpot. But, and so a lot of people just blew it off. They're like, no, man, that fucking thing's the Antichrist or whatever. That's not a wonderful game at all because it got this dude fired. Well, no. And you know, it doesn't look that great either, but I think it's got a story, which I still need to go through and play, but it's one that has hooked me, and I want to play through it to learn more about the thing. It's just, and I think it's got a really good story once you get through that thing. It may be shit to go through, but it rewards you in the end because of the story that you get to find out about. So, you know, maybe Lair's a little bit like that.
Somewhat. Well, I think a good game to sort of put it into perspective is The Darkness. Did any of you guys play that?
Played a little bit of it, yeah. I haven't finished it.
Okay. When you get to the very end, the story just busts out at the seams. And
for good or for bad?
No, for great.
Oh, for great.
The gameplay isn't something phenomenal. It's just it's something like what Riddick did on the PC, where it's just laid out very well and very differently.
Okay.
And then it's really, you're playing it for the story. And it's just so, like, I haven't played a game like that in a long time.
What was the last game whose story got to you? What was the last game whose story was like, you got done with it and you're like, damn, that was great. I didn't expect to be taken.
The story?
Yeah, it was that story.
Oh, man, give me a minute. I don't know.
In a shooter.
Huh?
In a shooter.
Well, no, just any game in particular that has that.
The likelihood of it being in a shooter recently is actually really high.
Well, I mean, the last game that I can remember where I got to the end and I was, you know, giddy as hell was Fear on the PC. And
yeah, there's nothing. I couldn't get, well, not just you know.
Fear, yeah, you had technical issues. Yeah.
Major technical issues.
Yeah.
The end of Fear was good, though. I played it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. Enjoyed it a lot. I'm glad to see they're making a second one.
Yeah. Did you try the expansion stuff?
I have not yet.
I'm scared to try that.
Fear, man, there were some creepy moments in that game.
Yeah.
My only real complaint about Fear was the levels all felt the same. Like,
see, I didn't
call it a complaint.
I really felt like I was in the same building the entire game, even though I wasn't. The story was handled well for an FPS, and I liked the creepy moments, but there needed to be more variety and detail in the buildings to make them seem more used.
Yeah.
A lot of people in the chat room think BioShock came close, and I'd be willing to think that James would agree with that.
close.
BioShock came close until the actual ending of the game.
It was more than the actual ending, but I swear to God, they were fucking with me.
Yeah.
Like, this is what you've given me for the last, like, have you never ever listened to someone talk about escort missions before? Then this is what you give me for the last 10-15% of the gameplay. It felt very hurried. It just felt very rushed. It wasn't even just that mission. It was stuff leading up to it. The fact that the major resolution of the story happened at this point, and then this is just going on over here. And
that's what Ghost Bear says. I love BioShock. I don't remember anything after you meet Ryan.
Yeah, there you go. No, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. That's the point where everything should have come together, despite the fact that you knew that's where it should come together. Mm-hmm. And they just kept making you play. And it was like, can't you just maybe shoot me out of a tube and have me bob up onto the surface of the ocean and then give me one of those crappy endings? Why do I have to actually walk my way through it?
Yeah.
Because you needed somewhere to put the extra 175 achievement points?
You know? Crap.
I don't mean to harsh on it just because it's gone. I just felt weird about that.
Mine was probably, and of course, you can't count this over one game. You have to count it over the series, but the Legacy of Kain story.
I was about to say Defiance.
Oh, my God.
That whole saga up until, up into Defiance, whenever that one, that was wonderful.
That was great stuff.
So that's probably where mine would go, too. And that's been a long time since I played it. I played through Blood Omen 2, and yeah, you don't really have to play through that, but I did it anyway just because it was in the series. But still, the whole thing between Kain and
Raziel,
that was fucking epic.
Yeah. Blood Omen, Soul Reaver 2, and Defiance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, the ESRB rated Blood Omen for...
what was it, PSN?
Yeah, for the PlayStation Network.
Blood Omen?
So you can, the original Blood Omen.
Blood Omen. Yes. Legacy of Kain Blood Omen.
Yes.
Game was really good.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That and Soul Reaver, the only two I ever played.
Mm-hmm.
But, I would totally like a game like that again.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm talking all the way down to, like, isometric, pre-rendered 3D pre-rendered background type of things. Like, something in that style, that philosophy of game design. I miss it a great deal. The same way that we often miss.
A little while.
No, the same way that we miss, 2D side-scrolling Castlevania type things, which have had a bit of a rebirth or a resurgence or whatever. Games like that I miss. As good as Soul Reaver was, and the fact
you know what
that
I wonder. You remember how terrible the load times were on Blood Omen for PlayStation?
They were really awful.
They were really, really terrible. And we always assumed that if we ever got our hands on the PC version, the load times would be much better. But it turned out
it was horrible.
Exactly
for me it was bad because the load times were keeping the gameplay too fast.
Oh yeah,
it was all clocked overclocked.
Oh,
it was designed for a much slower processor, so the whole thing ran at a much higher speed.
Well, I wonder if the PSN version still has obscenely bad load times.
I don't know. That's a really good question. It'd
be
really
interesting to find out.
Like to play that.
That's something I do plan on picking up, though.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Did you play the original Blood Omen?
I rented the game.
Yeah.
It was before that story had caught on. I think I rented it back. Before there was the
Soul Reaver
was released, I really caught in. That was also during a period of time when I didn't pay attention to things like this for whatever reason. I just didn't pay attention to like stories and things. I was like, ooh, does this look pretty? For whatever reason, I don't know why. And then I grew out of that, and I'm more interested in a game that's gonna really entertain me. Obviously, I don't want to have a seizure from looking at bullshit and crap all the time, but...
But if you're going to pay $65 for 8 hours of gameplay...
You want it to look pretty while you're doing it.
Yeah. It may be really... It should be really beautiful and, you know, have... It had better be... Well, no, I shouldn't say that, but... I'd sure like it if it was, you know, fucking Memento or Usual Suspects into the bargain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But whatever.
So that was mine.
I honestly cannot remember.
Portal. It's the last game that I actually enjoyed the story.
Portal.
Even though it was not really like... I mean, I enjoyed... I felt attached to what was going on.
Well, I think there was others that I could have named. It was Shadow of the Colossus was one.
Portal was just the most recent, I think, for me.
There was more... There was less story involved in that. You know what I'm saying?
In what, Portal?
No.
Shadow of the Colossus.
Oh, no, that's good. That's mine.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. There was...
Even if it was poor.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was a great game.
There was, like, in Shadow, you know, you had... Nobody talked.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
The voice.
All you heard was the voice. Nobody else talked. That's it. And you still got, oddly enough, a good story.
Yeah.
Out of that. Homeworld. Ghost Bear says Homeworld.
Man, and he's... he's right on. He's right on. I read that manual.
The damn manual was incredible.
I read that manual, like, 30 times.
Wow.
It was so well done. It was so completely detailed. And it was written in much the same tone that the introduction, that the game's intro was written in. And it was... But just a lot of detail. And it gave, like, all the breakdown of all the different clans and everything and what they were. But, somebody cared. Mm-hmm. We really, really gave a shit, a giant one, about that game story. It was awesome. And it had fabulous gameplay. I loved it. It was really, really good.
What else you got for us, man?
Well, you guys want to talk about Call of Duty 4?
Oh, we were talking a little bit earlier about that, but yeah. What about it?
I hate it.
I've noticed.
No, okay. It's the fourth rendition in the series.
Yeah?
Is it time to move on from killing thousands of people in 5 minutes and infinite spawning?
Here's the thing. Outside of what has become probably the most perfect expression of shooter gameplay I've ever played online, I could not agree with you more.
Yeah. No, I'm talking just about the single player.
I'm with you. I did not like it. It was very, very unsatisfying to me. And I mean that in the most complete, basic, visceral way, where I've got bullets and I want to put them inside of that guy. And it was very unsatisfying. Like, there was no... It felt so completely impersonal. And I just really, really have a hate for that type of enemy that type of AI management, where it's infinite spawn till you reach a trip point. And where there's me and, say, 25 of what are supposed to be my AI cohorts. And then somewhere between 50 and 75 enemies on screen. And it's, despite the fact that there's 24, you know, of us, every enemy is aiming at me. I didn't like that. Like, I know that's...
Exactly.
There were just very, very artificial constraints in that game. And every situation felt contrived. Like somebody was manhandling me from point to point, and it didn't feel good. I felt rushed entirely, and I never felt like it was a natural progression of what I would be doing, moving from objective to objective. And I agree with you completely. As far as the single player is concerned, I absolutely did not like it. It just has to stand aside from the multiplayer, because the multiplayer, I think, is brilliant. But
brings the question of, should it be just a multiplayer game?
As a matter of fact...
No, it should be multiplayer and downloadable to your hard drive.
I don't think that's a problem. I absolutely agree that I can't see anything wrong with that, because I did not like the single-player campaign at all. I don't know if I beat it, but I had no fun with it whatsoever. It was frustrating. It was... Even its best moments for me were... I've seen other people do this, and they kind of did it better. You know? Like, it was just nothing. It looked good, but... I didn't take anything away from it. Not really.
See, that was the first shooter that I've actually enjoyed enough to push me to finish the single player without just jumping to multiplayer. Really? Like, most shooters, I will play maybe half the single player game and then just get bored because I don't care.
Right.
And maybe it was the switching around between the different factions and, you know, maybe that was what did it. And the gunship level was... awesome.
All right, that was good.
No, the gunship level was incredible.
That shit was really, really
good. Hated that level.
When you were in the Spectre gunship.
Hated that level.
That gunship level was awesome because...
I stand corrected on that level alone.
Oh, man. I've played that level over and over again so many times.
Right.
I mean, that's exactly what that's like, too. So.
Right. No, and I was going to say, I have seen a great deal of gun cam footage using forward-looking infrared, and That's essentially what it looks like.
That's it.
With the exception of the fact that when I shoot those guys, they stay intact. when they blow away. I've kind of seen what happens when guys get hit by things like that.
Yeah, they usually
don't. There's no guy left. But whatever. It all kind of looks the same, and so that that white-black
Ghostbusters, hot, that's how thing, they talk, too.
Right? No, it was brilliant. Yeah. I really
it is. It is how they do. I know a lot of pilots, so I work with them today. And it's exactly how that goes.
And it was slightly uncomfortable, because I saw Dana playing it. She actually beat the single player before I ever touched it. And I started playing that level. I was like, man, that's really creepy. That looks like this one video I watched on this one place, or this other thing I saw in this other place. It was, you're right, that level, it's like a whole bunch of other guys came in and made that level.
Yeah.
Oh, Neuro, what about the first part of the Chernobyl mission?
Oh, the sniper.
Where you played as a sniper.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. That was kind of fun.
I really enjoyed the snipe moment, like the moment that you were, like, where you actually had to figure windage all that. Okay. Like, it was like, this that is awesome.
That was a good moment.
But it really was just a moment.
I know. And I really wanted it
it's
to be
a very
like.
Quick one.
I wanted that to be like a little mini level. Like, I wanted to snipe more than one guy.
Yeah.
That wasn't going to die regardless of where I hit him anyway. I mean, like, it was just going to. It's like, I know what's going to happen when I shoot this guy, and it's not going to matter. You're just putting me into the cinematic, really, is what you're doing. Which I appreciated, but I wish they could have taken that farther.
Press A!
The thing that I liked about that level was everything before the sniper part, where you're going through, you're following this guy, and you have to, like, okay, there's a field of troops, hide. And, you know, don't let them see you, basically. And there's not a lot of games that do that.
Yeah, no, you're, and again, I guess, you know, getting
that was pretty
individual
cool.
points, that was actually kind of cool. Because it stood in direct opposition to the whole, well, just shoot the guys. And
yeah, just
fine.
Shoot the guys.
Exactly.
It's the last thing you can do. You know, you had to sort of fight several years worth of instinct and reflex. And it was difficult. I died several times simply because I'm impatient. And I'm like, I can see like 30 guys. I've killed 30 guys plenty of times.
You're talking about the first one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that I almost killed my computer playing that.
Damn it, slam, man. Had to watch the damn it slams. I used a lot of them on that game.
Yep.
But no, on the whole, I think that it was. I think that they could entirely skip single player and simply concentrate on what they developed in multiplayer, and not have done a bad thing. Personally, I don't know what else you could possibly take it in terms of single player storytelling and of gameplay. I think other people are doing it much better. I'm not as sure as I was a year ago. That the Rainbow Six Vegas style of gameplay, that cover mechanic is as important as it was, but I do think it was worth the attention it got because of, you know, what it became, how it evolved, and I still like it an awful lot.
I can't stand cover mechanics.
Really?
I cannot stand them at all.
Are we speaking in terms of a single-player game, or...?
Both!
I don't really like them in multiplayer games, and I think that COD 4, even though it caught a lot of shit for not having a cover mechanic, is much improved by the lack of it in a multiplayer game. It sort of forces you to you duck behind some shit if you want to, that's fine, but if you want to shoot some guys,
you gotta stick your head out.
You gotta commit to the goddamn move and stick your face out there and shoot some guys. In the single player, I do like it because it gives me a way of dealing with a situation that's obviously never going to be in my favor. And because of, like, with intelligent use of it, I can turn the tide and either use the mechanic poorly and die, or use it well and succeed. I feel like I can affect things. And it's good, and it's kind of fun, and whatever. And I like it in single player, do not like it in multi.
I just find too often that I am frustrated by the cover mechanic control. Like, where I will want to, like, run by a corner, and instead I end up pinned up against it.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
something of that nature, you know? Or, like, I want to pop up over the top, and instead he rolls out the side and gets shot.
Well, you're talking Gears of War now.
That was entirely my problem in Gears
that,
of War.
Yeah, it happened mainly in Gears of War.
I hated the way it worked there. I really like it because it was so... It was context-sensitive in terms of the game taking action based more on movement, whereas in Vegas, it's... If I'm in front of this thing and I want to duck behind it, I can do that. If I'm in front of this thing and I want to move into the various options I have through the cover mechanic, I actively press a particular button and I go into that. And It was the simple act of holding the left trigger and being put into the cover mechanic that changed everything about it for me. It made it very hard to play games like Ghost Recon, Advanced Warfighter, or Gears of War, because I felt that their implementation of that mechanic was extremely uncomfortable. I couldn't ever do what I wanted to do.
Right.
Whereas with Vegas, I feel very, you know, I feel very dangerous in Vegas. I do, and they help me feel that way, and I like it, and therefore they succeeded.
I was going to say, I haven't got to play Vegas 2. I mean, Vegas 1, of all the cover mechanics, if I could say, if you're going to do it, do it like this. I would have picked the first one, and if Vegas 2 is... Work. Yeah, I was going to say.
They fixed it, actually, by adding a sprint function, which,
you know, which is good.
Small is kind of a big deal.
Because I'm pretty sure special operators can run.
They can.
Last I checked.
And any game where cover is important, I would say moving between two points of cover is...
And I hear they can jump, too, but, you know, the jury must still be out on that one in a lot of games.
They're so badass, they don't need to.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
no, but I find that I can agree with you. I think the single-player experience was... I think it's valid to say it was almost unnecessary, and they could totally concentrate on the multi. So, yeah, I'm with you there. It feels good to agree with somebody.
You know, I'm just a single player. I think it was one of the worst shooters I ever played.
That's a lot stronger than I would go. And like I said, I really, really do love the multi, but it's
I just haven't played as much as you have, that's all.
Yeah, and that's another game that I think is well improved by playing it on the 360. And I've got a lot of holdover from how jazzed I was during the beta, so there's all of that. I don't know how long it'll last. We'll see when, the map pack comes out and they put a hatchet right down the middle of the community.
Yeah. Sure, that'll go over real well.
Which they will. So.
But, yeah, it's typical American business, though. Look to the short-term profit, not the long-term success of your product.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they said they were going to, release a... Call of Duty, they said they want to release a new game, like, every year or every other year or something.
That wasn't really Call of Duty. That was Activision.
That was
Activision.
The
same people that said they want to do that with Guitar Hero.
Yeah. So, you know, so maybe that's their plan. It's like, all right, we'll release this, see who buys it, and then, you know, we'll have another game out for them to buy at full price.
Is Activision the new EA? Or do we just have two?
I don't think anybody knows yet.
Well, I mean, EA is still trying to eat Take-Two. Viciously trying to eat Take-Two.
Yeah, that's... whatever. I don't really care. Because, like all Americans, I'm worried about the short-term goal, which is just give me GTA 4.
Yeah. That's it. Just give me GTA 4.
Here's something that, you know what I hope? And this is kind of stupid. And I don't think we mentioned this last week. But I really hope that that the 16-player free-for-all mode has... I hope that the player-to-player chat is completely open in that mode. That it's just like 16 people, you know, yammering. And because with as many people as I'm sure will have that game, that can now become our default chat room.
Yeah.
Because one of the most stupid oversights, and I know why it is more really than just an oversight about live, is that you can't have a chat with more than one guy at a time.
Right,
because
obviously this helps you. This would theoretically help you circumvent certain team play things if you could have a chat with eight guys, a voice chat. But really, I mean, there are a lot of times when I want to get on and talk and do my little, not really a business meeting with various people, and we can't be in the same place, so we jump into some arcade game and chat. But that always worked out to be kind of imperfect, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a stupid thing, but I really hope that it's just 16 people, completely unfettered chat,
mm-hmm.
so that we can do essentially what we would do in Crackdown, which is
It should be.
Just shoot shit and shoot the shit.
Yeah. Shoot shit and shoot the shit.
So.
So, well, man, it's getting late over here. We're yawning already.
Yeah. No, I understand.
I'm glad you called, though. Or I'm glad we got to talk to you, rather.
Finally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, you take it easy, all right?
You too.
And think about possibly one day picking up a 360.
It doesn't represent any sort of political decision on your behalf. Just simply, you know, be nice to have you there.
Tomorrow's a good day.
but it's Microsoft.
It is. I'm sorry about
yes,
that.
Yes, and I wrestle with that every day.
It's really hard for a lot of people, actually.
They can make good products.
Yeah, like the Zoom. Possible.
They just choose not to most of the time.
Right. They just can't be bothered.
One of the reasons why I, you know, ultimately chose the PS3, really, is the controller.
Yeah.
I cannot use that Xbox controller for the life of me.
I actually like it, but that's
I love the legitimate. I love the 360 controller.
I wish I had Rumble in my PS3, which I'm going to get. I understand, but...
Well, it's there. It's just, you can't use it.
My only complaint about the PS3 controller is the weight.
Yeah.
Light.
It's too light. I like the heft of the 360 controller. Just
when you talk about damn it slam with that thing.
Yeah. Here, somebody. I hurt myself with it before.
Killed a man.
It's bounced back on me. Yeah. But honestly, I've performed a lot of damn it slams in my time, and at least one controller out of each generation has attacked me. So.
All right, we'll talk to you later, man.
Talk to you, man. We'll talk to you.
Yeah, thank you. Good.
Hopefully.
All right, man. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking with us.
Oh, will do.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
So cool. Great to have.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. I really hope that things don't go all that pear shaped with the Call of Duty community when this map pack releases. But yeah, I think the argument goes far beyond whether it's worth the money or whether it should be free. I don't think it's a legitimate thing to compare it to the PC where it is free, because the PC's ability to deliver information like that existed so long before consoles were able to do it that it's... There's an entirely different way of thinking and an entirely different set of expectations, even if it's from the same person. You just expect things like that to be free on the PC. It's how it's worked. It's what we've come to expect, and I don't really think that holds true to the 360. I think it's fine.
Well, and on top of that, you'd have a hard time controlling. Like, I mean, as soon as one guy bought the maps and downloaded them, it's really. I mean, that's it. It's on the internet.
No, you're right.
Everybody's got them,
and it's not even remotely the issue. The issue is entirely about what'll happen when there are people who don't have it. You know, and there's a lot to be said for a group of I'm playing with Ground War. I like to play Ground War. And I finally get into a group with, 18 solid people. And we're rolling map to map, round by round, and it's really, really great. And then when you hit one of those snags, it drops from 18 to, 12 or something like that, And all of a sudden, or maybe you drop below a minimum and you're back to the lobby.
Which is what you're going to find a lot more of when this map back
I know, it's released. And that's what sucks. So we'll see. I mean, we'll weather it, We'll see what happens. But either way, there's a decent chance I'm just going to buy them, but there's a possibility, of course, that I'll just not. And that's a shame.
I'll cry.
Ooh. I know. It's all right.
Well, you got to get a 360 back.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, I might not. I may not have a 360 that works still. You never know.
So.
Oh, well.
All right, that's it. 100th episode next week.
100th episode next week. That's fabulous. That's really fabulous. I'm looking forward to that.